జయ విశుపాల పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శివ శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ శరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం నిత్యలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విశుపాల పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శివ శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతపూడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్యశీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తు బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోపగోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి వృందావన ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురమతి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి ఓ ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శిశి గురు అండ్ గౌరవ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శీల ప్రభుపాద నమామిష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ మంగళేశ్వరి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాణి పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ గృహీతాంగం మాంధర భవార్ణవ శ్రీమద్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫల సర్వదా త్వయం నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ భవే భవే యదా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయతే తదా పురుష దేవేశ నాథ స్వన్నో యద ప్రభో మమ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ పాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమన తం నమామి హరిం వరం జన్మాద్యస్య యదోన్మయాదితరశ్చాతేష్ విజ్ఞస్వరా ్రహ్మహృదాయ ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యంతి యత్సూరయ తేజో వారిమృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష వానాశ్వేన సదా నిరస్తగుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత గైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణం సదా వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వావరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుద్యదేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణా నిగమగల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహోరసిగా భువి భావుకాః సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోత్పత్త్యాదిహేతవే పావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః యం ప్రజంతమనువేదమభేదకృత్యం వైపాయనో విరహకాదరమజుహావ పుత్రేదిదన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమానతోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిలశ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపమదిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససోనుమువయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీనయే కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కళవేణుకునిదారుదాననేందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదాం మురారేర్మధురిన్న కణికాపి కాపి కాపి నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంతస్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణి గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమ వందే నందవ్రజస్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్టశా యాసాం హరికథోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమ పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కోమోదగీ సరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రాధాసహాయమది సుందరమందహాసం వాతాళయేశమనిశం ప్రతిభావయామి ഓമണം പൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മാസദാം പുരതോമമാം മോഹം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീരാധികായ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണി ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബ ത്വാമനുസന്ധരാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണി നമോസ്തു ദേവ്യാസ വിശാല ബുദ്ധേ ലാരവിന്ദായത പത്ര നേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരത തൈല പൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപം പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദേഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാല നന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സ സുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹ വസുദേവ സുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥ ജലാഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ മഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദി കേശവ പാരാശല്യവജ സരോജമലം വീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജന ഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പ്രേമീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണീന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈർ വേദൈർ സംഗവതൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സാമഗാഹം ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ ഹേ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ Last Sunday we were talking about Rajasvayam sacrifice. While this Rajasvayam happened, Yudhishthira Maharaj was about 75 to 80 years old. That was the age calculated by the devotees. And it is after that he had to go to the forest. And afterwards the incidents in Mahabharata, you know what happened between Yudhishthira and Duryodhana. This relationship between Kauravas and Pandavas, they were not that strained at the time of Rajasvayam. Before Rajasvayam, that is why Krishna engaged Duryodhana and Karna and involved in the Rajasvayam. Because they were one family. After all, they are from the Puru's descendants, isn't it? Puru's descendants they are. And relationship has not strained to that extent that Duryodhana was willing to accept and pay the dues to Yudhishthira on a friendly level to conduct the Rajasvayam. That is how it happened. On a friendly level. Otherwise Duryodhana would not have accepted the authority of Yudhishthira. But because they were friendly nature at that time, it hasn't become that strained yet. And therefore Duryodhana decided to pay the dues for the Rajasvayam, and that's why Yudhishthira was able to run the Rajasvayam with the help of Duryodhana and Karna and others in the Rajasvayam. So after this 70, suppose if you take that, it is, we don't have the exact dates or anything, but roughly you can say he was between 75 and 80 years old at the time when the Rajasvayam happened. After that he had to go to the forest. By then things started getting deteriorating in the relationship between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. And then later on he had to go to the forest. So 12 years plus 1, 12 years and plus 1 year in incognito, so 13 years. So after that, the war happened. And when that was over, the curse from Gandhari also happened. And then from that day, after 36 years later, Krishna left the planet and went back to the spiritual world. So at that time, Krishna was 125 years in this planet till then. So if you take 40 out of that, more or less, even though Krishna, Yudhishthira is elder to Krishna, we don't know exactly how much difference it is, the age difference between Yudhishthira and Krishna, but roughly you could say that Krishna was also around 75 years old, close to Yudhishthira's age, even though Yudhishthira was elder to him. So those things, it's interesting to note. You'll also note something else here, that Krishna killed Shishupala with the Sudarshana disc, isn't it? So, in the Adhyalpam, spiritual point of view, Adhyalpam, he is a Adhyalpam area, Adhyalpam Bhavam, he is Parshada, that means he is Krishna's Vishnu servant in the heaven, in the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha planet, isn't it? Actually, he is Jaya, Shishupala is Jaya, and Dandavatra is Vijayam. So, with this, his three lifetimes, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana and Shishupala, three lifetimes were over, and in these three lifetimes, he developed sufficient hate towards Krishna and completed that cycle and went back to the Vaikuntha planet as Jaya again. And Vijaya, who became Dandavatra later, he will also get liberated very soon, in the next few months. And with that, the Sanaga, the Kumara's curse on the Jaya and Vijaya is completed with that. If you remember, Sanaga, Jaya and Vijaya were cursed by the four Kumaras in Vaikuntha. The result of that, they had to take three births and came here. So, it is at this point that the seventh canto is beginning. Bhagavatam is like this, that it is at this point in the tenth canto where this situation is developed. That is where seventh canto is coming back. If you remember, it is in the Rajasuyam the seventh canto was spoken. Do you remember? That when in Rajasuyam sacrifice, Krishna and Narada Maharshi, Arjuna was there, and Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Srinarada Maharshi that why is this situation like this, that somebody is serving Krishna with love and devotion, somebody else is hating Krishna, and the person who has hated has gone back to the spiritual world, the one who is loving Krishna is still here. Why is it like that? This question came up in the seventh canto, in the beginning, if you remember that. So you can see there, this incident, what was happening in Rajasuyam, that is where seventh canto is coming back here. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, so in the seventh canto, you will see the discussion between Srinarada Maharshi and Yudhishthira. That is where Hiranyakashipu's story and Prahlada's story all came up. So, that is important thing. And so, like this, when you look at Bhagavatam, you will notice so many things. Time and date and all that, it is not in a chronological order. Everything is based on the incidents that happened at different times, and therefore this is important. And similarly, you also notice another thing in Rajasuyam is that Vedavyasa Maharshi was present there. And all his four major disciples, they were also there. Why? What was the reason for that? Reason is this. Vedavyasa Maharshi divided the Vedam into four. Therefore, he got the name as Vyasa, one who has Vyasana. Vyasa means to break up the Vedam. Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, Atharva Vedam. So, out of that, then Paila Maharshi was given Rigvedam. Rigvedam was taught to Paila. Vaishambhayana Maharshi was taught Yajurvedam. Jaimini was taught Samavedam. And Sumandhu was taught Atharva Vedam. The four important disciples. Through four these disciples, Vedavyas introduced Vedam in four different ways. Rigvedam, Yajurvedam, Samavedam, Atharva Vedam, through these four disciples. So, for all the mantras to be chanted in the Rigvedam, has to come from Rigvedam. The mantras that are chanted in the sacrifice, Rajasuyam, comes from Rigvedam. Then, all the karma that is performed, the different rituals that is performed in the Rajasuyam comes from Yajurvedam. And then, all the songs that is sung, Samam, they are called, they require the Samavedam. And there is a Dakshinagni in the Vedam. Dakshinagni means, on the southern side of the major fire, there is offering to, on the south side, to the mistakes that has happened in the conducting the sacrifices, or any Pariharakriya, that means for any relief from the faults that may have happened, for that Atharvana Vedam. So all the four authorities on all the four Vedas, their presence was required in the Rajasuyam. So Vedavyasa Maharshi was present, and all the four major disciples were also present there. And in the presence of Vedavyasa Maharshi, these four disciples were conducting the Rajasuyam. There is a whole details about Rajasuyam, how Rajasuyam is conducted, because you can see that Dronacharya was there, Bhishmacharya was there, Kripa was there, Dhritarashtra was there, Vidura was there. They were all there in that Rajasuyam sacrifice. By now, between Kauravas and Pandavas, the break has not broken yet. The relationship is not broken. It happened later. As I said before, that it is in the Rajasuyam, Krishna planted the seed for Mahabharata war. And with that, the hate became intense between them. Duryodhana became very envious of Yudhishthira, and in course of time, that rift between the family members developed much stronger. And in that process, everything else, what happened later. So, all the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and the kings, all of them were present there, and they all arrived at that, Rajasuyam. So, while Rajasuyam was carrying on, friendly kings, they just offered the money, or the dues, whatever, that has to be given, and accepted Yudhishthira's authority. So that is why at that time, Duryodhana had no problem, because the relationship was not that bad yet. Some people, they hesitated, and they opposed, and they were subdued by Arjuna, Bhima, Nakula and Sahadeva. And they had to fight. And eventually the most powerful personality was Jarasandha, whom they have to defeat him in the war. So, that incident also is mentioned there in the Mahabharatam. There are many things like that, important things. And so there you will notice there in that interesting parts from Mahabharatam comes into Bhagavatam in a very, very, very condensed form. For example, there mentions there that when Krishna had to go and see Jarasandha with Bhima and Arjuna, there was a conversation between Krishna and Jarasandha. In that, what is in the Bhagavatam is very condensed form, that he says to Jarasandha that you are well known for your charity, who honor Brahminical relationship qualities and who respects the Brahmanas. And more than that, you are so charitable that more than enjoying yourself, all the wealth, you are willing to offer it to others. Tyagam. More than bhogam, it is tyagam. And Krishna quotes some authorities at that time to Jarasandha, who all Harishchandra, Rendideva, Unchavritti, Shibi, Beli, Vyadha, Kapotam, Bahava, Adruvena, Dhruvam, Gada. All these, Harishchandra, Rendideva, Mudgalan, Shibi, Mahabali, and a pigeon couple, and a hunter,
all these stories. This is not the same story what is spoken in the Bhagavatam later. This is a different one. So, all these personalities. Now, Harishchandra's story comes in the 9th canto, in the 7th chapter. Ranjideva's story comes in the 9th canto, 21st chapter. And Shibik's story comes in the 8th canto, 20th chapter. And Mahabali's story is in the 8th canto, chapter 20 onwards, a few chapters. So all these things, it comes in Mahabharatam also. And Mahabharatam Shandi Parva, 143 onwards, a chapter, these things comes in. So there, Bhishma talking to Yudhishthira. In the Shandi Parva means all Bhishma's instructions to Yudhishthira. And in the form, that is a conversation between Mujgunda and Bhargava. And that Bhishma talks to him, and it says there, the story of Kapoda birds. Kapoda birds. What was that story? Story is like this. One hunter was in the forest, and it was raining heavily and strong winds. So he took shelter underneath the tree. This hunter took a shelter underneath the tree. At that time, a female pigeon bird fell from the top of the tree. He was hungry. Our hunter was hungry. And he was hunting. He hasn't had much success that day. So while he was sitting underneath the tree, a female pigeon bird fell from the top of the tree. And what did he do? He thought this is God-given gift. He caught hold of that pigeon and put the pigeon in the net, the female pigeon. So he couldn't go back that night because it was raining so heavily and it was so windy as well. When it became bright in the morning, he was sitting, and at that time he looked up, and the husband of this female pigeon, the male pigeon, was still sitting there on the top of the branch, and crying from there for having lost the wife. So this female bird thought that this hunter has protected me. That's how she understood, thought about it, that I have been given protection. So at that time, the male bird heard this conversation between the female pigeon and the hunter. And the male bird from the top of the tree spoke to the hunter and asked him for looking after my wife so nicely all this time. What do I have to do in return? So, the hunter says to the male bird, I am starving. I am extremely hungry. And hearing these words from the hunter, meanwhile, hunter has set up a fire there because it was cold. He managed to set up a fire. In that fire, this male bird jumped into that and killed himself. And this hunter ate that. Hunter ate the male bird. Then later, after eating that, he realized that what he has done was a very bad thing to do. In that desire, because of the hunger, he couldn't bear that. He ate that. So what he did was, he let the female bird go free. Let it go free, isn't it? But she thought that my husband is dead. What's the point in me staying like this? She gave up her body also in the fire there. At that time, a celestial plane came and took them back. Both the birds were taken back. And this couple reached the heavenly planets. Tata swargam gada pakshi vimana varama astita karmana pujida satra reme sa sahabharyaya. After seeing this, this hunter also felt that he should give up his body for what he has done. He also gave up his body and went back to the heavenly planets. Evam khalu kapodascha kapodija padivrada lubdhagena saha swargam gada punena karmana. In all these things to teach us that sacrifice is better than acquiring wealth. Rather than acquiring a lot of wealth, it is better to sacrifice and free oneself from the attachment in this world. That principle, to enunciate that, All these stories from the Mahabharata has been brought in, and Krishna has indicated all these things to Jarasandha while talking to him. But the background of all these incidents is in the Mahabharata. So there's also, you can see in that verse, Harishchandra, Randideva. That's all in the Bhagavatam. Unjavruti. Unjavruti means it is referring to a person called Mudgala. This Mudgala, the story is there in the Mahabharata again. What it is in Kurukshetram. There was at one time, there was a famous Brahmana who took to Unjavruti. Unjavruti means that he will go into the field where already harvesting is complete. And whatever grains is left there, he will collect that, bring it home, and then cook them and eat them. That was his system. And and he managed to do all these things and live in this world by collecting the grains from the field, which has already been harvested and taken away. So one day, seeing his austerities, Durvasa Maharshi decided to test him. So Durvasa changed his form and came to this Mudgala and told him that he is very hungry, he wants some food. Mudgala somehow or the other managed to look after Durvasa. Durvasa became very pleased with him, and six times Durvasa tested Mudgala in this way. Sa shariram bhavan gandha surgam sucharita vrata. By now, by Durvasa's arrangement, he has also been taken back to the heavenly planets. And then, while going, Mudgala was going back to the heavenly planets, Mudgala asked Durvasa Maharshi, what will happen to me after going to heavenly planets? Durvasa Maharshi says to him, when your pious activities results are over, you will come back here again and you will get another birth. Because this planet is Karma Bhumi and heavenly planets are Bhoga Bhumi. Heavenly planets are for sense enjoyment. These planets are meant for karma, for action. Karma Bhumi Rayam Brahman, Bala Bhumi Asaumata. And he told him, so Mudgala says to Durvasa, in that case I don't want heavenly planets. It's only for enjoyment there, isn't it? And saying that, he sent back the plane back to the heavenly planets. Mudgala took to Dhyana Yogam and eventually got liberated here itself. So even a very, very, very small income, what he had, income, you can't even call it as an income, what he has collected from the field, he has used that, even that little wealth, what he acquired, for good purposes, for looking after, offering the respect to the sages, and also for pious activities, and to show that, to show to us, that tyagam, sacrifice what they have done, and how that has elevated them in their life. So all these things are in the background of the background of Rajasuyam. Actually, Rajasuyam, there is a thing called a Somayagam. Six Somayagams comes in the middle of Rajasuyam. That is why it takes such a long time. Six Somayagams comes in the middle of Rajasuyam. And Agrasana Puja, Dashapurnamasam, Chadurmasyam, Agrayanam, Ayanapashu, they are all different ishtis, they call it. And at the end there is Avabradham also. Anyway, the technical details are there in the Kartiyayini Shraudham, which is a part of the Vedam that you can find there. So, after Rajasuyam, we move on to the next chapter. What happened? 76 and 77, two chapters. In this series now, what we are discussing Bhagavatam, we are not discussing in detail anything. All we are just touching and going so that the katha remains in our heart. We remember the sequence and all what has happened in the Bhagavatam. Once we have completed Bhagavatam, and if time Allah permits, each of these subjects we can talk in detail, lot more in detail. For example, Rajasuyam alone on its own is a long subject, and there are books on Rajasuyam written by authorities. And similarly, Shruti Gita, Sudama story, all these are to be spoken for days together, the in detail depth. But we'll come to that later. Today we will continue with the same way until this series is completed. Chapter 76. Shat Saptatidamo Dhyaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shri Shukavaja Adhanyadavi Krishnasya Shanugalvarmadbhudam Nurbha Kridanara Sharirasya Yathasobhavadirhada Shishubala Sakasalyo Rukminidvahamagada Yadubir Nurjita Sankhe Jarasandhadayastatha Swalva Pradityamagarol Shrunvadam Sarvabhobujam Ayadavimshmam Karishye Paurushammamabashyada Idi Moda Pradityaya Devam Pashupadim Prabhum Aradhayama Sandarbha Pamsamushtim Sagargrasan Samval Sarande Bhagavan Ashudosham Umapadi Varena Chandayama Sa Salyam Sharanamagadam Devasra Manishyanam Gandharvo Ragarakshasam Ade Bhedyam Kamagam Vresayanam Vrishnibhishanam Tati Idi Gishadishto Maya Parabiranjaya Puram Nurmaya Salvaya Pradar Saupamayasmayam Salabdhva Kamagam Yanam Tamodha Madurasanam Yeudhwaravadim Salyo Vairam Vrishnikradam Smaran Nirubhya Senaya Salyo Mahatya Bharadarshava Purim Babanjobavana Vananyu Udhyanani Jasarvasha Sagobarani Dwarani Prasada Taladoliya Viharan Saimana Gran Nibedu Shastra Vrishtaya Shila Drumaschashanaya Sarpama Sara Sharkara Prajanda Chakravado Budrajasa Chadidadisha Ityadhyamana Saubhena Krishna Sanagari Brisham Tabhyavadyadasham Rajam Sripurena Yathamahi Pradimno Bhagavan Miksha Badhyamana Nija Praja Mabaishti Tabhyadadhviro Radharuto Mahayasha Satyaki Charu Deshnascha Sambo Akrura Sahanija Hardikyo Bhani Vindascha Gadascha Shukasaranau Abareja Maheshwasa Rathayudhava Yudhava Nirya Yurdham Shidagupto Rathobhashpadadhivi Tada Pravurde Yudham Salluanam Yudhvisaha Yathasuranam Yudhay Sumulam Lomaharshanam Tascha Sabhavade Ermaya Divyastra Irukmini Sudha Chanena Nashayamasa Naishandamai Voshnagu Vivyada Panjavimshatya Sarnamum Sarnapam Kaya Yomukhe Sallu Sadujini Palam Sharei Sannada Parvabhi Shadi Nathadaya Tadiyaval Swala Megayane Sasainikan Dashabir Dashabir Nedan Vahanani Tribistribi Tadal Bodham Mahalkarmam Pradyumnasya Mahalpana Drishtuadam Bujayamaso Sarve Sobrasainika Bhurubaikarupam Dal Drishyade Janna Drishyade Mayamayam Maikratam Durvibhavyam Parairabhud Kujil Bhumo Kujil Vomni Girimurdhanijale Kujil Alar Chakravibhramim Sobhyam Dadravastidam Yatra Yatra Velakshedha Sasopasakasainika Salyostadastadomunjan Tarasharan Sotvada Yudhava Sharei Ragnar Kasamsparshe Ashi Vishadurasade Pidhimanu Puranikam Salyomuhyat Pareridai Svalu Anika Vashastayokher Vrishnivira Vrishardhida Natyajaranam Samsvam Logadvejagishava Salyu Amatyodumannam Na Pradimnam Prakprabedida Asadhyakadaya Maurya Vyahatyavanadadbalim Pradimnam Gadaya Ashirnam Vakshasthalamarindamam Apo Vaharanat Sudo Dharma Vidharu Galpaya Labda Satyo Muhurtena Kashni Saradim Abravil Aho Sasadidam Suda Yadrana Inma Ibasarpanam Nayudunam Kulejada Shurya Derana Vichuda Vinamat Klebachitena Sudena Prapta Gilbishal Kinu Vakshemi Sangamya Pidara Uramageshavo Yudhar Samyagavakranda Prishtas Tatralmanakshamam Vyaktam Degadeshendi Hasandyo Bradajamaya Klaibhyam Katham Katham Mira Tavani Kadhyadam Rathe Sarathir Vaja Dharmam Janadayushun Katham Edan Mayavipo Sudakrachakatam Rathe Ladinam Sarathim Rathi Edad Vididadu Bhavan Mayavo Ahidoranal Upasrishtaparene Di Murchido Gadeyohada Srimad Bhagavate Mahavrani Paramam Sansamadayam Dushamskande Uttararde Salu Yudeshal Saptadam Odhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda Sapta Saptadamodhyaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shri Shukavaja Tasu Sadubas Prashasalyam Damshido Durdagarmoga Mayamam Dumade Parsham Virasyetyaga Saradim Vidhamandam Susainyani Dumandam Rukmini Sudha Padihatya Pratividhya Ara Ajare Ara Ajayi Rashtabismayan Chaturbhish Chadurovahan Sudamegena Chahanal Dabhyam Danishchagedam Jaya Sharena Nyena Vaishira Garasati Sambadhyam Jagnu Sabhavadayarbalam Pedu Samudre Sobhaya Sarvesam Chinnakantara Evam Yadunam Salvanam Nikanamidaram Yudham Tranavaratram Tada Abhutamulam Ulbanam Ulbanam Indra Prastam Gada Krishna Ahudo Dharma Suninam Rajasuya Narvarte Shishubaleja Samstide Kuru Vradhana Nityapya Munim Shasa Sudam Pradham Nimitanya Digorani Pashindaravadim Yayom Aha Chahimahayada Arimishravi Sangada Rajanya Chaitabhatriyam Nunam Hanivirimama വീക്ഷതൽക്കാനനം കഥനം സ്വാനം നിരൂപ്യപുരരക്ഷണം സൗഭംജ സാലുരാജം ദാരുകം പ്രാഹകേശവ രഥം പ്രാപയമേ സൂത സാലുസാന്തികമാശുവൈ സംഭ്രമസ്ഥേന കർത്തവ്യോ മായാവീ സൗഭരാടയം ഇത്യുക്തശോദയാമാസ രഥമാസ്തായ ദാരുക വിശന്തം ദർശു സർവേ സ്വേ പരേ ചാരുണാനുജം സാലുശ്ച കൃഷ്ണമാലോക്യ ഹതപ്രായ ബലേശ്വര പ്രാഹരൽ കൃഷ്ണസൂതായ ശക്തി ഭീമരവാമൃതേ താമാപനന്തി നപസി മഹോൽക്കാമിവരംഹസ ഭാസയന്തിം ദിശശൗരി സായകൈശദാച്ഛിനൽ തം ചോടശമിർവിദ്വാണേ സൗഭം ചഖേ ഭ്രമത് അവിദ്യശരസന്തോഹൈ ഖം സൂര്യമിവരശ്മിവി സാലുശൗര്യസ്തുദോസവ്യം സശാർഗം ശാർഗധന്വന വിവേക നിപതത്സാർഗമാസീ തദ്ഭുതം ഹാഹാകാരോ മഹാനാസീൽ ഭൂതാനം തത്ര പശ്യതാം വിനദ്യ സോപരാടുച്ചേ ഇതമാഹജനാർദ്ദനം യത്വയാമോടന സൗഖ്യോർ ഭ്രാതുർഭാര്യാഹൃദേക്ഷതാം പ്രമത്തഹ സമാമദ്ധ്യേ ത്വയാ വ്യാപാദിത സഖ തം ത്വാദ്വിശതേർപ്പാണേ അപരാജിതമാനിനം നയാമ്യ പുനരാവൃത്തിം ഇതി ദൃഷ്ടേർമമാഗ്രത ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച വൃഥാത്വം തത്തസേമന്ത നപശ്യ സന്ധികേന്ദകം പൌരുഷം ദർശയന്തി സ്മ ശൂരാന് ബഹുഭാഷിണാം ഇത്യുക്ത്വാ ഭഗവാൻ സാല്യം ഗദയാഭിമവേഗയാ തഥാടചത്രൌ സംരബ്ധം സചകം ഭീമമന്നസ്രക് ഗദായാം സന്നിവൃത്തായാം ശാസാല്യുസ്തന്ധരധീയത തഥോ മുഹൂർത്തമാഗത്യ പുരുഷശിരസാച്യുതം ദേവക്യാ പ്രഹീതോസ്മീതി നത്വാ പ്രാഹവചോരുതൻ കൃഷ്ണകൃഷ്ണ മഹാബാഹോ പിതാമേപി നിർവത്സല ബദ്ധ്വാപനീത സാല്യേന സൈനികേന യഥാ പശു നിശമ്യ വിപ്രയം കൃഷ്ണോ മാനുഷീം പ്രകൃതിംഗത വിമനസ്കോക്കണി സ്നേഹാത് ഭഭാഷേ പ്രാകൃതോ യഥാ കഥം രാമം സംഭ്രാന്തം ജിത്വാ ജയം സുരാസുരേ സാല്യേനാൽപീയ സന്നീത പിതാമേ ബലവാൻ വിധി ഇതി ബ്രുവാണേ ഗോവിന്ദേ സൗഭരാൾ പ്രത്യുപസ്ഥിത വസുദേവമിവാനീയ കൃഷ്ണം ചേതമുവാച്ച സ ഏഷ തേജനിദാതാതോ യഥാർത്ഥമിഹ ജീവസി വധിഷ്യേ വിക്ഷതസ്തേനു ഈശഞ്ചേത് പാഹിബാലിഷ ഏവം നിർഭസ്യമായ വി ഗഡ്ഗേനാനകദന്തുഭേ ഉത്കൃത്യശരമാദായ ഖസ്തം സൗഭം സമാവിശൽ തഥോ മുഹൂർത്തം പുറതാവൂവപ്ലുത സുബോധമാസ്തേ സുജനാനുഷംഗത മഹാനുഭാവസ്തബുദ്ധിദാസുരിം മായാം സസാല്യപ്രസുതാം മയോദിതാം നത്ര ദ്വന്നപിതുക്കളേപരം പ്രബുദ്ധമാജോ സമവശ്യതശ്യുത സ്വപ്നം യഥാ ചാംബരചാരിണം രൂപം സൗഭസ്ഥമാലോക്യ നിഹന്തുമുദ്യത ഏവം വദന്തി രാജർഷേ കൃഷയക്കേ ചാന്വിത യത്സവാജോ വിരുദ്ധ്യത നൂനം തേന സ്മരന്തിത ക്വ ശോകമോഹോ സ്നേഹോ വ ഭയം വ യജ്ഞസംഭവ ക്വ ചാഖണ്ഡിത വിജ്ഞാനം ജ്ഞാനേശ്വര്യസ്ഥഖണ്ഡിത യൽ പാദസേവോചിത ആത്മവിദ്യ ഹിന്നുന്ന അധ്യാത്മവിപരേഗ്രഹം ലഭന്തം ആത്മീയമനന്ദമൈശ്വരം കുതോനു മോഹപരമസ്യ സൽഗതേ തം ശസ്ത്രഭോഗൈ പ്രഹരന്തമോജസാം സാല്യം ശരേ ശൗര്യമോഹവിക്രമ വിദ്വാശിനൽ വർമഹനു ശിരോമണിം സൗഭം ജ ശത്രോർഗതയാരുരോജഃ തൽകൃഷ്ണഹസ്തേരിതയാ വിചൂർണിതം പപാതതോയേകതയാ സഹസ്രത വിസൃജ്യതൽഭൂതനമാസ്തിതോഗത ഉദ്യമ്യ സാല്യോച്ചിതമഭ്യഗാദ്രുതം ആധാവതം സകതം ദസ്യബാഹും ഫല്യേന ജിത്വാതിരഥാംഗമത്ഭുതം വധായ സാല്യുസലയാർക്ക സന്നിഭം വിബ്രൽഭവോ സാർക്കമിയോദയാചല ജഹാരതനൈവ ശിരസകുണ്ടലം കിരീടയുക്തം പുരമായിനോ ഹരി വജ്രേണ വൃത്രസേധാ പുരന്തരോ ബഭൂവാഹേതി വജസ്തദാനൃണാം തസ്മിൻ നിപതിതേ പാപേ സൗഭേജഗതയാഹതേ നേതൃദുന്ദുപയോരാജന്തി വിദേവഗണേരിത സഖീനാപജയം കുർവൻ ദന്തവക്ത്രോദൃഷാഭ്യകാ ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസം സംസ്മൃതായം വിശംസ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ സൗഭോദോദാമ സപ്തസപ്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So Rajasuyam sacrifice was well organized and managed by Krishna himself, and it was an opportunity for Krishna to give that mercy to many people in one place altogether. And Krishna saw that an opportunity to give his mercy to so many rishis, sages and brahmanas and great personalities who had all come together in one place. And that was that opportunity for him. That is why you will see they are mentioned also. യേന്വഹം ഭജതി അഭജച്ഛുസ പ്രദർശയ വിഭോ കുരുസഞ്ജയാനം. He mentions there that to show that difference to those who are serious about self-realization or Krishna consciousness and those who do not want to serve Krishna under any circumstances. So he wanted to show that in the Rajasuyam how that happens among the people, among the people. Practically, this was an opportunity to show to the world that a personality like Yudhishthira, what is Yudhishthira's conditions? You can see, imagine that Yudhishthira himself is talking about that. At one time they were thrown out, they had no place to live, living in the forest with Mother Kunti Devi and other brothers. There was nothing in them. They had no wealth. Practically, totally bankrupt. Duryodhana has put them in that situation, isn't it? They lost everything by engaging in also in their gambling and all other things. They have lost everything. From that state, a person, he comes to the state of performing Rajasuyam, which is not possible for ordinary people, is it not? So how did this happen? From a so pauper, so poor he was in the forest, from that state he became the emperor of the planet and performs Rajasuyam sacrifice. So by noticing these things, if one gets attracted to serve Krishna, that is a good fortune, seeing this situation, that it can happen in that way. So this Rajasuyam was nothing but an opportunity given to many others to recognize this, that you are never a loser by serving Krishna. You never lose anything. You'll only get better in every way. So in that Rajasuyam, it was an opportunity to bring all the devotees together, and Rajasuyam sacrifice was an opportunity for Krishna to meet up with all these people. And at the same time, what else Krishna has done in Rajasuyam? He decided to organize a massive killing of everybody. And the plant seed for that was also planted in the Rajasuyam. On one hand, all these great personalities came for Rajasuyam, and Krishna had the opportunity to discuss with them and to show Krishna's blessings to them, blessings to the rishis, the sages, the brahmanas and all the kings also. And on the other hand, Krishna also decided that to kill the wicked, like the Duryodhana and all, and his group. Krishna also took that opportunity and sowed the seed for that. After all this was done and came back to Dwaraka, Krishna comes back to Dwaraka. By now, what has happened in Dwaraka, there was a very big attack, aerial attack, and by a devotee who has served Lord Shiva, called Salya. Salya, isn't it? So, because he served Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva, out of his good heart, gave Salya an aeroplane. Salya an aeroplane. And it is in that aeroplane, Salya got into that and started attacking Dwaraka. Krishna wasn't there. Krishna was busy with the Rajasuyam here. It was at that time this incident happened. And who was in charge there? Krishna has left behind an army of people, and Pradyumna was present there. What happened was, while Rajasuyam was going on, after a few months, when the Rajasuyam was more or less completed, Krishna sent back most of the family members home. They all were sent back. So Pradyumna was home, from coming back from there. And Salya automatically took the weapon and wanted to fight with Salya. But Salya, if you look, you will see that Pradyumnam Gadaya Shirna Vakshasthalam Arindamam, 27th verse. That Abo Vaharanat Sudo Dharma Vid Dharugal Maja, 76:27. That Salya beat up Pradyumna, and by a powerful club with which he has beaten Pradyumna, Pradyumna became unconscious and fell there. Pradyumnam Gadaya Shirnam Vakshasthalam Arindam. He beat him in the chest. So you can imagine how bad it could be. So, and he lost his consciousness and he fell down. So at that time, Pradyumna's charioteer, he put him in the chariot and drove away from there. And after a short period of time, Pradyumna came back to his senses, his consciousness, and then he told his charioteer, what you have done is a wrong thing. I am a Kshatriya, I fight, I don't go back from the battlefield. That's not proper for me to do that. In my life, whole life, this hasn't happened. Either I'll die or I will win. It's only those two options. No question of withdrawing from the battlefield. So powerful Kshatriyas, they never withdraw from the field. And it is the most shameful thing for a Kshatriya to happen. And what can I do? My charioteer is ignorant. He doesn't know anything about these rules. And therefore, I'm not able to offer you any respect, said Pradyumna to him. He spoke in a very harsh tone with his charioteer. And he was lamenting that for him, it is such a shameful thing for Pradyumna, what has happened. So he told all these things to his charioteer. The charioteer heard all these things. And then he told him, the charioteer told Pradyumna, I am your charioteer, he said. You can abuse me to any extent you want. But one thing you have to remember, just like you are a Kshatriya and you have got your principles, similarly, I am a charioteer, Suta. And as a charioteer, I have also got certain responsibility. Dharma. What is that? That you will see. He is talking to him. Sarathi Ruvacha, verse 32. Dharmam vijanada yushman kradamedan maya vipo suda krishagadam rachel radhinam sarathim radhi. Radhinam sarathim radhi. That the charioteer has a responsibility that if things are bad and if he has to protect the kshatriya in the chariot, he has that responsibility to protect him under all circumstances. And I have done to my best capacity to protect you, because when you were beaten by Salva, you couldn't bear that. You fell and I took care of you. And I wanted to protect you, that's why I brought you back from there. And when the charioteer, who is older, much older person, when he said that, Pradyumna could not answer that to him. So by now, Krishna has got back from Hastinapur. And Krishna took over the fighting with Salva. And Salva has tried to apply illusory powers to baffle Krishna. Salva was very powerful. He has got all kinds of illusory powers. Shukha Brahmarshi mentions there, if you look into the verse 25, in 77, you will see there, that Idi Bruvane Govinde Saubaral Pratyubastida Vasudeva Mivaniya Krishnam Chedamuvachasam. Verse 25. You say that Salva brought Vasudev onto the chariot, in his chariot, and brought him in front of Krishna, and says to Krishna, if you got the strength to protect your father, do so. And challenged Krishna in that way. And saying this, he pulled his sword and cut his head, Vasudev's head. And after seeing this, when this happened, for a short few seconds, Krishna also felt it. And he cried. Krishna cried. This is the interesting bit in the Bhagavad. Krishna cried that his father's head has been cut off in front of him. He couldn't protect him. Shukha Brahmarshi says there at that time, Kva shoka moho, look at that verse, 31. Kva shoka moho sneho va bhayam va ye ajna sambhavaha kva cha khandida vijnanam jnana ishwaryastva khandidaha. Then that Krishna knew very well what was happening. But then why did he do this? That when you know that a drama is going on, you know it is a drama, isn't it? And so in order, if you have to enjoy that drama, or a movie for that matter, if you know the whole thing is just a drama, then there is no fun in that. So you got to get involved in that. and affected, get affected by that. In no instance, so many things you will see in Krishnavataram, Krishna's many, many pastimes, he will act like ordinary people, feeling misery, distress, sorrow and everything. But inside he knows who he is. It doesn't affect inside. It's all external to show to us that he is a part of us. And so Krishna thought, Salva is playing a game with his illusory power, killing Vasudeva like that. Krishna thought, let Salva have some fun. I'll cry. And Krishna, for a short period of time, showed Salva that he is affected by what, so that Salva let him feel some happiness out of his killing of Vasudeva. So, anyway, Shukha Brahmarshi says, the way Krishna has acted was so good at that time. Krishna knows very well it is nothing but Maya. Maya that he has been used, and these are certain techniques what Salva has used to completely baffle Krishna. So that Krishna didn't wait anymore, and with that opportunity, and Krishna killed Salva straight away. Salva was killed and his aeroplane was also smashed into pieces. And after this, when Salva was killed, Dandavaktra and others, Shishuvala's associate, isn't Dandavaktra, also a friend of Salva, Dandavaktra comes to fight. So, from after this, in the next two chapters, that's what you will find. Dandavaktra's fighting, and you can see how step by step the whole thing is getting arranged for the Mahabharata war. And Balaram goes on pilgrimage. Balaram goes on pilgrimage. Dandavaktra gets killed. Once Shishupala and Dandavaktra is killed, then there is nothing much to delay the war, Mahabharata war. So Krishna is organized things in such a way now that the Dandavaktra has been killed, and then Mahabharata war is just beginning. It's building up for the war. And knowing very well, our Balaram decided to go on pilgrimage. All that story is in the next two chapters. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shri Shuka Uvacha Shishupalasya Salvasya Paundrakasya Vidurmati Paraloka Gadanam Chakurvan Parokshya Saukhradam Ekapadadi Samkruddho Gadhavani Prakambayan Padbhyamima Maharaja Mahasato Vidrishyada Tam Tadayandamalokya Gadamadaya Satvaram Avaplutirathal Krishna Sindhum Veleva Pratyathal Gadamudimikarusho Mukundam Prahadurmada Drishtya Drishtya Bhavanadya Mama Drishtipatham Gadaha Tvam Matuleyona Krishna Mitra Drumam Jikham Sasi Atastvam Gadayamanda Hanishi Vajrakalpayaha Tarhya Nanyamuvaimitya Mitra Mitraval Salabandirupamarim Hatva Vyadhim Dehajaram Yatha Evam Rukshaistu Danvake Krishnam Dotraivadyubam Gadayatadayan Modne Simhavadvan Nadachasa Gadaya Bihadopya Jona Chacha Alayadu Dvaha Krishno Bi Tamarhan Guruyam Kaumodakyam Stanandari Gadan Rabinakade Mudumendudire Mukar Prasari Keshabahuan Green Dharanyam Nebadadvesu Tada Sushmadaram Jodi Krishnama Vishadad Buddham Pashyadam Sarvabhudanam Yatha Chaityavate Nrupa Vidhuradastudal Brada Bradishlogavari Plada Aga Chalasajarma Bhyam Uchasam Samstua Jigham Saya Tasya Chapatada Krishna Chakrayan Shuraneminam Shiro Jahara Rajendra Sagiridam Sakundalam Evam Saubham Jasalumja Dandavakram Sahanijam Hatwa Adurvishahan and Neri Dizasuramanavai Munibi Siddhagandarve Vidyadram Havaragai Absaro Vidragani Akshay Kinrajaranai Ubagi Yamanujam Kusumai Rabhi Varshida Prudhascha Vishnu Barva Pravare Viveshalangradam Purim Evam Yogeshara Krishna Bhagavan Jagadishvara Yade Pashadrishtinam Narjido Jayati Disa Shrutva Yadodhyamam Rama Kurunam Sahavandavai Tirtha Vishaka Vyajena Madhyastha Prayaya Ukila Snatva Prabhase Sandarpya Devarshi Pitramanavan Sarasvadem Pradisrodam Yayo Brahmana Samvrada പ്രഥൂതകം ബിന്ദു സരസ് ത്രിതകോപം സുദർശനം വിശാലം ബ്രഹ്മതീർത്ഥം ച ചക്രം പ്രാചീം സരസ്വതീം യമുനാമനിയന്യവാഗംഗാമനുജപാരദ ജഗാമനംശം യത്ര ഋഷയസത്രമാസദേ തമാഗതമഭിപ്രേത്യമുനയോ ദീർഘസത്രിണ അഭിനന്ദേ ധാന്യായം പ്രണമോധ്യായ ചാർച്ഛയൻ സോർച്ചിത സപരിവാരം കൃതാ സമരിഗ്രഹ രോമഹർഷണമാസീനം മഹർഷേ ശിഷ്യമേക്ഷത അപ്രത്യുത്ഥായനം സൂതമകൃത പ്രഹുണാഞ്ജലിം അധ്യ ആസീനം ചിതാൻ വിപ്രാശുഗോപാദ് ഭീക്ഷമാധവ കസ്മാദസാ വിമാൻ പിപ്രാധ്യാസ്തേ പ്രതിലോമജാ ധർമ്മപാലം സദൈവാസ്മാൻവസമർഹതി ദുർമതി കൃഷേർ ഭഗവതോ ഭൂത്വാ ശിഷ്യോധീത്യ ബഹൂനി ച സേ ഇതിഹാസ പുരാണാനി ധർമ്മശാസ്ത്രാണി സർവശ അദാ നസ്യാൽ വിനീതസ്യ വൃതാ പണ്ഡിതമാനിനാം നഗുണായ ഭവന്തി സ്മ നടസ്യേവാചിതാത്മന ഏതദർത്ഥോ ഹി ലോകേസ്മിൻ അവതാരോ മയാ കൃത വധ്യാമേ ധർമ്മദ്വജനസ്തേ ഹി പാദകിനോധിക ഏതാവത് ഉത്വാ ഭഗവാൻ നിവർത്തോ സദ്വദാദവി ഭാവിതാത്വം കുശാഗ്രേണ കരസ്തേ അഹനൽ പ്രഭു ഹാ ഹേ വിവാദിന സർവേ മുനേഖിന മാനസ ഉജു സംഘർഷണം ദേവമധർമ്മസ്തേ കൃത പ്രഭോ അസ്യ ബ്രഹ്മാസനം ദത്തമസ്മാഭിരുദനന്ദന ആയുഷ്യാത്മാക്ലമന്ദാവദ്യാവത്സത്രം സമാപ്യതേ അജാനദേവാചാര്യദസ്ത്വായ ബ്രഹ്മവധോയതാ യോഗേശ്വരസ്യ ബോധോ നാംനായോപി നിയാമക യദ്യേതൽ ബ്രഹ്മഹത്യായാം പാവനം ലോകപാവന ചരിഷ്യതി ഭവാം ലോകസംഗ്രഹോ അനന്യചോദിത ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച കരിഷ്യവത നിർവേശം ലോകാനുഗ്രഹകാമ്യേയ നിയമപ്രഥമേ കൽപ്പേയാവാൻ സദ്വിധീയത വിഗ്രമായുർബലൈതസ്യ സത്വമിന്ദ്രിയമേവ വാ ആശാസിതം യത്തൽ ബ്രൂയ സാധയേ യോഗമായയാം ഋഷയോജു അസ്ത്രസ്യ തവ വീര്യസ്യ മൃത്യുരസ്മാകമേ വച യഥാ ഭവേ ദ്വിജ സത്യമധാരാം വിധീയതാം ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച ആത്മാവേ പുത്രമുൽപ്പന്ന ഇതി വേദാനുശാസനം തസ്മാദസ്യ ഭവേ ദ്യക്ത്വ ആയുരിന്ദ്രിയ സത്വവാൻ കിം വാ കാമോ മുനി ശ്രേഷ്ഠ ബ്രൂദാഹം കരവാണ്യത അജാനദസ്തുപചിതിം യഥാമേ ചിന്തിതാം ബുധ ഋഷയോജും ഇല്ലുലസ്യ സുതോ ഘോരേ ബല്ലുലോ നാമധാനവ സദൂഷേതി സത്രമേത്യ പർവണി പർവണി തം പാവം ജഹിതാശാർഹ തനശുശ്രൂഷണം പരം പൂയ ശോണിതമൻമൂത്രം സുരമാംസാഭിവർഷിണം തദശ്ച വാരതം വർഷം പരീത്യ സുസമാഹിത ചരിത്വ ദ്വാദശമാസം തീർത്ഥസ്നായി വിശുദ്ധ്യസേ ഇതി ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ ബലദേവചരിത്രേ ബല്ലുലവധോപക്രമോ നാമ അഷ്ടസപ്തതിസമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകോനാശീതമോധ്യായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ശ്രീശുകുവാച തദപർവണ്യപാവർത്തിയ പഞ്ചദശപാംസുവർഷണം ഭീമോ വായുരഭൂദ്രാജൻ പൂയകന്ദസ്തു സർവശ തദോ അമേധ്യമയം വർഷം ബല്ലുലേന വിനിർമ്മിതം അഭവദ്യജ്ഞശാലായം സ്വന്നദൃശ്യശൂലദൃക്തം വിലോക്യ ബൃഹൽക്കായം ഭിന്നാഞ്ജനജയോപമം തപ്തതാമൃഷികാശ്മശ്രം ദംഷ്ടോഭ്രഗുടി ദംഷ്ടോഗ്രഭ്രഗുടി മുഖം സസ്മാരമുസലം രാമ പരസൈന്യവിദാരണം ഹലം ച ദൈത്യദമനം തേ തൂർണമുപതസ്തു തമാ കൃഷിഹലാഗ്രേണ ബലിലം ഗഗനേചരം മുസലേന ഹനൻ ക്രുദോ മോദിനി ബ്രഹ്മദ്രഹംബല സോപദദ്ഭൂയി നിർഭിനലലാടോ സൃക് സമൽസൃജൻ സമുത്സൃജൻ മൃജന്മാർത്ഥസ്വരം ശൈലോ യഥാ വജ്രഹതോരുണ സംസ്തുത്യമുനയോ രാമം പ്രയുജ്യാവിധദാശിഷാം അഭ്യഷിഞ്ചൻ മഹാമാവൃത്രഗ്നം വിഭുധായത വജയന്തി ദുർമാലാം ശ്രീധാം മാംളാന പങ്കജാം രാമായ വാസസീ ദിവ്യേ ദിവ്യ അന്യ ദിവ്യാന്യാഭരണാനി ച അതാരഭ്യനുജ്ഞാതം കൗശികീമേത്യ ബ്രാഹ്മണേ സ്നാത്വ സരോവരമാദ്യ സരോജിരാശ്രവ അനുസ്രോതേന സ്രയം പ്രയാഗമുപഗമ്യ സ സ്നാത്വ സന്ദർപ്പ്യതേ വാദിൻ ജഗാമ പുലഹാശ്രമം ഗോമതീം ഗണ്ഡയും സ്നാത്തോ വിഭാഷം ശോണമാപ്ലുത ഗയാം ഗത്വാ പിതമിഷ്ട്വാ ഗംഗാസാഗര സംഗമേ ഉപസ്പൃശ്യ മഹേന്ദ്രാദോ രാമം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ വിവാദ്യജ സപ്തഗോദാവരീം വേണാം പമ്പാം ഭീമരഥീം തഥാ സ്കന്ദം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ യേവരാമ ശ്രീശൈലം ഗിരിശാലയം ദ്രവിഡേഷ മഹാമുണ്യം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ദ്രിം വെങ്കടം പ്രഭു കാമഗോഷ്ണീം പുരീം കാഞ്ചീം കാവേരീം ച സരിദ്വരാം ശ്രീരംഗാഖ്യം മഹാപുണ്യമിത്ര സന്നിഹിതോ ഹരി വൃഷവാദ്രം ഹരേ ക്ഷേത്രം ദക്ഷിണാമതിരാം തഥാ സമുദ്രം സേതു മകവൻ മഹാപാതകനാശനം തത്രായുധമദാധീനോ ബ്രാഹ്മണേഭ്യോ ഹലായുധ കൃതമാലാം താമ്രവർണ്ണീം മലയം ച കുലാചലം തത്ര അഗസ്ത്യം സമാസീനം നമസ്കൃത്യാഭിവാദ്യ ച യോജിത സേനജാശിവ്യജ്ഞാതോകതോർണവും ദക്ഷിണം തത്ര കന്യാഖ്യാം ദുർഗാം ദേവീം ദദർശ സ തത്ര ഭാഗ്വനമാസാദ്യ പഞ്ചാപ്സരമുത്തം പഞ്ചാപ്സരസമുത്തമം വിഷ്ണു സന്നിധോ യത്ര സ്നാത്വാ സ്പർശഗവാഹിതം തഥോപവിർജ്യ ഭഗവാൻ കേരളാം സ്തുത്രകർത്തകാൻ ഗോകർണാഖ്യം ശിവക്ഷേത്രം സാന്നിധ്യം യത്ര ദൂർജടേ ആര്യാം ദ്വൈവായനീം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ശൂർപ്പാരമകാദ്ബല താപീം പയോഷ്ണീം നിർവിന്ദ്യ വസ്പൃശ്യാദ ദണ്ഡകം പ്രവിശ്യ രേവാഗമകമദ്യത്ര മഹിഷ്മദീപുരി മനുതീർത്ഥം വസ്പൃശ്യ പ്രഭാസമുനാഗമൽ ശ്രുത്വാ ദ്വിജൈ കഥ്യമാനം കുരുപാണ്ഡവ സംയുഗൈ സർവരാജന്യ നിധനം ഭാരം ഹേനം മേനഹൃതം ഭുവ സ ഭീമ ദുര്യോധനയോർ ഗദാഭ്യം വിദ്യുതോർമൃതേ വാരയിഷ്യൻ വിനശനം ജഗാമൈതുനന്ദന യുധിഷ്ഠിരസ്തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ യമോ കൃഷ്ണാർജുനാവപി അഭിവാദ്യം ഭമസ്തുഷ്ണീം കിം വിവ ശ്രീഹാഗത ഗതാവാണി ഭോ ദൃഷ്ട സംരംഭോ വിജയേഷണോ മണ്ഡലാനി വിചിത്രാണി ചരന്താവിധം അബ്രവീത് യുവാം തുല്യബലോ വീരോ ഹേ രാജൻ ഹേ മൃഗോദര ഏകം പ്രാണാധികം ഉദേകം ശിക്ഷയാധികം തസ്മാദ്ഗതരസ്യഹൈവയോ സമവീര്യയോ ന ലക്ഷ്യതേ ജയോന്യോ വാ വിരമത്വഫലോ രണാത്മദ്വാക്യം ജഗുഹദുർ ജഗൃഹതു ബദ്ധവൈരോ നിപാർത്ഥവൽ അനുസ്മരന്താവന്യുനിം ദുരുക്തം ദുഷ്കൃതാനി ച ദുഷ്ടം തദനുമന്യുവാനോ രാമോ ദ്വാരവതീം യയോ ഉഗ്രസേനാദി വിപ്രേതജ്ഞാദിഭി സമുപാഗത തം പുനർനിമിഷം പ്രാപ്തമുഷയോ യാജയൻ മുത കൃത്വംഗം കതുഭി സർവേ നിവൃത്തായില വിഗ്രഹം തേഭ്യോ വിശുദ്ധ വിജ്ഞാനം ഭഗവാൻ വിതരദ് വിഭോ ഏനൈവാൽപന്യതോ വിശ്വമാത്മാനം വിശുഖം വിദു സ്വപത്ന്യ അവഭൃതസ്നാദോ ജ്ഞാതിബന്ധു സുഹൃപ്രദ രേജേ സ്വജോ സ്നയവേന്ദു സുവാസാ സുഷ്ടലങ്കൃത ഈദൃഗിധാന്യസംഖ്യാനി ബലസബലശാലിനാം അനന്തസ്യ അപ്രമേയസ്യ മായാമർത്യസ്യ സന്ധിഹി യോ അനുസ്മരേത രാമസ്യ കർമാണ്യത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ സായം പ്രാതരനന്ദസ്യ വിഷ്ണു സദൈതോ ഭവേത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസം സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാദേ ബലദേവ തീർത്ഥയാത്രാ നിരൂപണ നാമ ഏകോ അനശീതീതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ All these incidents are things that has happened before, just before Mahabharata war. Rajasuyam we have spoken, and after Rajasuyam then that is when this unfortunate incident happened with Duryodhana and Draupadi and Bhima. Bhima and Draupadi particularly offended Duryodhana. And that's when they gone back, Shakuni, naturally the advisor to Duryodhana, invited Yudhishthira for the gamble, and in that process they lost and they had to go to the forest. All these things, that's what happens after this. Rajasuyam, these things happened. So during these cities at that time, this gambling happened. And when this was going on, Krishna was fighting with Salva in Dwaraka when these things were happening. So after this fighting with Salva, and Salva was killed, Krishna got back into the palace in Dwaraka. That was when he heard this, that Pandavas have lost in their gambling with the Kauravas and they have been thrown away into the forest. So what Krishna did, that at least now you should go and see Pandavas in the forest and console them. Krishna did all that. So it took altogether 14 years or so in the forest. And for a year after that, in incognito, they had to stay. After finishing all that, they have come back again, because it was agreed that they will follow that, and they had to go to the forest for 14 years and then 1 year in the incognito, and after that Pandavas are coming back to the to Hastinapur again, and now they are qualified to have, because that was the agreement that they will be given half the kingdom. And look at the way how destiny works in this world. Duryodhana told them bluntly, I'm not going to give you back any land. You know that famous, I won't even give a place to put a needle in this land. You're not going to get anything. Duryodhana bluntly refused everything. And he decided that if there is a war, let there be. See from inside how Kali works. That he felt that if it is a war, let there be. I'm ready for the war. So when all these things happening in Hastinapur, Balaram is very much a part of this whole thing. So problem Balaram had was that he got confused what to do. Pandavas are relatives in one way. So it is difficult to completely write off Pandavas, isn't it? Duryodhana is the disciple. So difficult to give up Duryodhana also. So you'll see there what he said. Madhyastha prayayau kila. If you look 78th chapter. Seventeenth verse. Shrutva Yudhodhyamam Rama Kurunam Sahabandavai Tirtha Abhishegavya Jena Madhyastha Prayayokila. Madhyastha Prayayokila. I don't want to get involved in this. Difficult, isn't it? One side, Duryodhana is his dear disciple. He has taught everything to Duryodhana. And so from then what you find there is Balaram going for a pilgrimage. And in those two chapters you will find that he goes to Naimisharanyam, in where Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken later. So Naimisharanyam is a place well known even at that time. When he got there, unfortunately, Ramaharshana, who was actually reciting Srimad Bhagavatam there, he didn't get up when Balaram walked in. Balaram felt that such a person should not speak Srimad Bhagavatam. And but actually what has happened was the rishis who were listening to Bhagavatam, they have told Sutta, they have given the Acharya's position and put him there to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. They have given the Vyasasanam or Brahmasanam to Sutta and told him to sit there. So he has got the right to sit there. But by now, before anything could be spoken, it's all over. He's been killed. Balaram killed him. But if Balaram wants it, he can bring him back to life also. But Balaram thought that's not proper. He can do one thing, that let the father go, let the son take over reading Bhagavatam. And so he told his son Ramaharshana and installed him as the reader of Srimad Bhagavatam and blessed him with all the Balaram blessed him with all the necessary knowledge and renunciation, everything to him. At the same time, there was another demon called Illula, and his son was Balula. And this Balula was giving trouble to them, for all the rishis who were giving a lot of problems to the rishis who were performing sacrifices. Balaram caught him and killed him. Then after this, to compensate for all this, what he has done, Balaram decided that let me go on a pilgrimage to all the holy places. So he started from the northeast and went all the way right down to Kanyakumari, and then he comes back to Kurukshetram again. So when he got back, the places he has visited, all that is in the Bhagavatam, you can read. Then when he got back, Mahabharata war is over. And finally, Duryodhana is lying there. And Bhima and Duryodhana is going to fight now. Balaram felt very sad. One side his relation, Bhima. Other side is Duryodhana, who is nobody, his disciple. He went to mediate. Balaram went to mediate between the two persons. Neither of them were agreeing. Balaram thought, what's written here cannot be changed. And Balaram could not tolerate that what was happening. So what he did, he went back to Naimisharanyam and gave spiritual advice to all the rishis and the Sutta who was present there, and giving those instructions to them, God participated in the sacrifices that was going there. And in that way, he spent the rest of the time. Balaram spent the time there. For a long period of time, Balaram spent his time in Naimisharanyam. While when he came to talk to Duryodhana and Bhimasena, when he found that the enmity between Bhima and Duryodhana was very intense, and there was no possibility of taking it out from inside. Once that hate has developed to that extent, it is very difficult to take it away from inside. So what did Balaram says there? If you look, 28 verse. Anusmarandavanyonyam duruktam duskridanicha. Duruktam duskridanicha, he says. Duruktam duskridanicha. That was the word Balaram has used there. That duruktam duskridanicha means that people who are in that state of consciousness, like Duryodhana and Bhima, advising them is useless. Because they have already decided to fight and kill each other. Duryuktam duskridanicha. So he says here, tadvakyam jagadur bardhavairo nirpartavad anusmaranda anyonyam duryuktam duskridanicha. What was happening there was, Bhimasena was saying to Balaram what all Duryodhana has done. And Duryodhana was saying to Balaram what Bhimasena has done. In this way, that strong enmity between Balaram and Duryodhana all came out. Duryuktam duskridanicha. That's what has happened there. And so that is why Balaram realized there is nothing I can do. I can't even mediate between these two. They are not going to listen. And so there is no point in wasting time. Therefore he went to Naimisharanyam and spent the time there. When all these things happened, this is more or less the sixth day, Parishit Maharaja says to Shukabrahmarshi, I would like to now hear about Krishna's pastimes. He has heard enough that and heard that Balaram has gone away to Naimisharanyam. So Parishit Maharaja says to him that I would like to hear about Krishna, knowing well that he has got another day left. And therefore, you can see there how Shukabrahmarshi immediately in his samadhi state wanted to talk about Sudama's story. That comes in the Bhagavatam. That is the next two chapters. We'll look at that first. Shri Ashiritamo Dhyayam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shri Rajavacha Bhagavanyani Janyani Mugundasya Mahalpana Viryananda Viryasya Shodhamichamahe Prabho Kone Shutva Sakal Brahmam Uttamashrava Salkada Virameda Visheshajnyo Vishunakama Organei Sava Gaya Sigran Grunide Karajadal Karma Karma Karavanascha Smaredvasandam Sirajangameshu Shunodidal Pundekatha Sagarna Shirastasyo Bhayangringamaname Taddeva Yelpashrida Dijakshu Angani Vishnu Rada Jananam Pado Dham Yani Bhajandi Nityam Suta Vaja Vishnu Radena Sambrishto Bhagavan Badarayani Vasudevi Bhagavati Nimagnakadayo Bravin Shri Shuka Vaja Krishna Syasil Saga Kashil Brahmano Brahmavitama Viraktamindriyateshu Prashandalma Jitendriya Yadruchayo Bhavanena Vartamano Grihashrami Tasivarya Kuchailasya Chulchama Chatatavita Padiprada Padim Brahapmaida Vatanena Sa Daridra Sidamana Sa Veva Mana Abhigamyacha Nani Brahman Bhagavad Sakha Sakha Shriyal Padi Brahman Nyashti Sharanyashti Bhagavan Satu Darshava Tamu Behi Mahabhaga Sadhu Nam Chaparayanam Dasidhi Dravanam Buri Sida Dete Kudumbine Aste Dhuna Dwaravatyam Boja Vrushtyantake Ishwara Smarada Padakamalam Alma Anam Abhiyachari Kim Nortagaman Bajo Natya Vishta Jagal Guru Esa Evam Bhariya Vipro Bhakusha Pratido Mradu Ayam Hivaramula Abha Uttamashloka Darshanam Idi Sanjindyamana Sagamanayamadim Dhe Apyastipayanam Kinjal Grahe Kalyani Diyadam Yajitva Chadro Mushtin Vipran Pradadandulan Chailagandhina Dhan Padua Bartre Prada Dubayanam Satana Devi Pragram Praya Udwaragam Kila Krishna Sandarshanam Mahyam Katham Syadidi Chindayan Trini Gulmanya Diyaya Tesra Kashascha Sadvija Vipro Agamyantaka Vrishninam Grahe Shachita Dharminam Griham Dvashta Sarasranam Mahishinam Hare Erdvija Vivayishai Gatamam Shrimad Brahmanandam Gatoyatha Tam Vilokyachito Bhut Dural Priyabaryangam Astida Sahasotaya Jabhetya Dorbhyam Parigrahin Muda Sakhi Priyase Viprasheranga Sangha Anga Sangha Dinar Murda Prido Vimanjada Bindu Netrabhyam Pushkarekshana Adho Bhavishya Paryange Swayam Sakhi Samarhanam Upakrityavani Jasya Pado Padavani Jani Agrahi Chirasarajan Bhagavam Lokabhavana Velimpad Divyagandena Chandana Agarikungumaihi Dupai Surabhivir Mitram Pradivavali Birmuda Architva Vedyadambulam Gamja Swagdama Bravil കുജൈലമ്മലിനം ക്ഷാമം ദ്വിജം ദമനി സന്തതം ദേവി പരിചരൽ സാക്ഷാൽ ചാമരവ്യജനേന വൈ അന്തപ്രജനോ ദൃഷ്ട്വ കൃഷ്ണേനാമലകീർത്തിന വിസ്മിതോ ഭൂതതി പ്രീത്യ അവധൂതം സഭാചിതം കിമനേന കൃതം പുണ്യമവധൂതേന ഭിക്ഷുണ ശ്രിയാഹീനി ലോകേസ്മിൻ ഗൃഹീതാനി ഗൃഹീതേനാഥമേന ച യോസോ ത്രിലോകഗുരുണ ശ്രീനിവാസേന സംഭ്രത പര്യങ്കസ്ഥാം ശ്രിയം ഹിത്വ പരിഷക്തോഗ്രജോ യഥ കഥയാൻ ചക്രദുർഗ്രാധ പൂർവ ഗുരുകുലേ സതോ ആത്മനോ ലളിതരാജൻ കരോ ഗൃഹ്യ പരസ്പരം ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച അഭിബ്രഹ്മൻ ഗുരുകുലാൻ ബോധാലബ്ധദക്ഷിണാൽ സമാവൃത്തേന ധർമ്മജ്ഞ ഭാര്യോടാ സദൃശീനവാം പ്രായോ ഗൃഹേഷു തേ ചിത്തം അകാമവിഹതം തഥാ നൈവാദീ പ്രേയസ വിദ്വൻ ധനേഷു വിദിതം ഹിമേ കേചിൽ സർവന്തി കർമാണി കാമൈരഹരചേതസ ത്യജന്ത പ്രകൃതി ദൈവി യഥാഹം ലോകസംഗ്രഹം കചിത് ഗുരുകുലേവാസം ബ്രഹ്മൻ സ്മരസിനൗ യഥാ ദ്വിജോ വിജ്ഞായ വിജ്ഞേയം തമസം പാരമശ്രുതേ സവേ സൽക്കർമ്മണാം സാക്ഷാൽ ദ്വിജാദേരിഹ സംഭവ ആദ്യോങ് യത്രാശ്രമീണാം യഥാഹം ജ്ഞാനദോ ഗുരു നന്വർത്തകോവിത ബ്രഹ്മൻ വർണ്ണാശ്രമോദാമിഹ യോ മയാ ഗുരുണാവാജ തരഞ്ജോ ഭവാർണവം നഹമിജാത്മീയാ പ്രജാതിഭ്യം തപസോവശമേനവ തുഷേയം സർവഭൂതാത്മാ ഗുരു ശുശ്രൂഷയാ യഥാ അഭിനസ്മര്യതേ ബ്രഹ്മൻ വൃത്തം നിവസതാം ഗുരോ ഗുരുദാരേശോദീനാചാദിതാം ഗുരുദാരേശോദിതാനാം ഇന്ധനാനയനേ ക്വചിൽ പ്രവിഷ്ടാനാം മഹാരണ്യ ഉപർത്തോ സുമഹദ്വിജാം വാതവർഷമഭൂതീവ്രം നിഷ്ഠുരാസ്തനയിത്നവ സൂര്യശ്യാം സംഗതസ്ഥാവൽ തമസാചാവൃത ദിശ നിമ്നം കൂലം ജലമയം ന പ്രാജ്ഞായത കിഞ്ചന വയം വൃഷം നത്ര മഹാനിലാംബുബി നിർഹന്യമാനാ മുഹുരംബുസം പ്ലവേ ദിശോ വിദന്തോത പരസ്പരം വനെ ഗൃഹീതഹസ്ത പരിബഭ്യമാതുര ഏതദ്വിജിത്വാമുദിതേരവോ സന്ദീപനിർഗുരു അന്വേഷമാണോ ന ശിഷ്യ ആചാര്യോ പശ്യതാതുരാൻ അഹോ ഗേ പുത്രകായൂയം അസ്മദർത്തേതി ദുഃഖിത ആത്മാവൈ പ്രാണാം പ്രേഷ്ടം സ്ഥനാസമനാദൃത്യമൽപരാം ഏതദേവ ഹി സച്ചിഷ്യ കർത്തവ്യം ഗുരു നിഷ്കൃതം യദ്വൈ വിശുദ്ധഭാവേന സർവാർത്ഥാത്മാർപ്പണം ഗുരു തുഷ്ടോഹം ബോധിജ ശ്രേഷ്ഠ സത്യ സന്തു മനോരഥ ചന്ദംസയാദയാമാനി ഭവന്തിഹ പരത്ര ച ഇത്തം വിധാന്യനേകാനി വസതാം ഗുരുവേഷ്മസു ഗുരോരനുഗ്രഹേനൈവ പുമാൻ പൂർണ പ്രശാന്തയേ ബ്രാഹ്മണ ഉവാച കിമസ്മാവിനിവൃത്തം ദേവദേവ ജഗൽ ഗുരോ ഭവദാസതേകാമേന യേഷാം വാസോ ഗുരവഭൂൽ യസ്യ ഛന്ദോമയം ബ്രഹ്മ ദേഹവാപവനം വിഭോ ശ്രേയസാം യസ്യ ഗുരുഷു വാസോത്യന്ത വിഡംബനം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംവിധായം ദേശം സ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ ശ്രീരാമചരിതേ അശീതി തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകാശീതി തമോധ്യായം ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ശ്രീ ശുവാച സ ഇത്തം ദ്വിജമുഖേന സഹ സങ്കതയൻ ഹരി സർവഭൂതമനോഭിജ്ഞ സ്മയമാനമുവാചതം ബ്രഹ്മണ്യോ ബ്രാഹ്മണം കൃഷ്ണോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രഹസൻ പ്രിയം പ്രേമണ നിരീക്ഷണേനൈവ പ്രേക്ഷൻ ഖലു സദാം ഗതി ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാച കിമു വായനമായിതം ബ്രഹ്മൻ മേ ഭവദാഗ്രഹാൽ അണ്വപ്യപാഹൃതം ഭക്തേ പ്രേംണാ ഭൂരിയേവ മേ ഭവേൽ ഭൂരിയപ്യ ഭക്തോ ഭഗതം ന മേ തോഷായ കൽപ്പതേ പത്രം പുഷ്പം ബലം ദ്വയം മേ മേ ഭക്ത്യാ പ്രയച്ഛതി തദഹം ഭക്തിപാഹൃതമശ്നാമി പ്രേതാത്മന ഇത്യുക്തോ വിദ്യജസ്തസ്മൈ വ്രീഡിത പദയെ ശ്രിയ പ്രസൃതിം രാജൻ ന പ്രായച്ഛദ വാങ്മുഖ സർവഭൂതാത്മനസാക്ഷാൽ തസ്യാഗമന കാരണം വിജ്ഞായാചിതയന്നായം ശ്രീകാമോ മാ ഭജൽപുര പത്നിയാ പ്രതിപദായ സുസഖാ പ്രിയചികീർഷയാ പ്രാപ്തോ മാമസ്യദാസ്യാമി സമ്പദോ അമർത്യ ദുർലഭ ഇത്തം വിജൻ നിവസന ക്ഷീരബദ്ധദ്വിജന്മന സ്വയം ജഹാരകമിതം ഇതി പൃഥുകതണ്ഡുലാൻ നന്യദുപനീതം മേ പരമപ്രീണനം സഖേ തർപ്പയന്തേങ്ങമാം വിശ്വമേതേ പൃഥുകതണ്ഡുല ഇതി മുഷ്ടിം സകൃജദ്വാദ്വിതീയം ജഗ്ദുമാധതേ താവശ്രീജഗൃഹേ ഹസ്തം തൽപരാ പരമേഷ്ഠിന ഏതാവതാലം വിശ്വാത്മൻ സർവസമ്പൽ സമൃദ്ധയെ അസ്മിൻ ലോകേത വാമുഷ്മിൻ പുംസസ്തത്തോഷകാരണം ബ്രാഹ്മണസ്ത്വം ദ്രജനി മുഷിത്വാച്യുതമന്ദിരെ ഭുക്ത്വാ പീത്വാ സുഖം മേനേ ആത്മാനം സ്വർഗതം യഥാ ശോഭൂതേ വിശ്വഭാവേന സുസുഖേനാഭിവന്ദിത ജഗാമസ്വാലയം ദാത പഥ്യനു ബ്രജാന്തിത സ ചാലബ്ധ്വാധനം കൃഷ്ണനദുയാചിതവാൻ സ്വയം സ്വഗൃഹാൻ വ്രീഡിതോഗച്ഛൻ മഹർദർശൻ നിർമ്മത അഹോ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യദേവസ്യ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യതാമയ യദ്ദരിദ്രതമോ ലക്ഷ്മി ആശ്ലിഷ്ടോ ബിഭ്രതോ രസി ക്വാഹം ദരിദ്രഭാവീയാൻ ക്വ കൃഷ്ണ ശ്രീനികേതന ബ്രഹ്മബന്ധുരി സ്മാഹം ബാഹുഭ്യം വിരംബിത നിവാസിത പ്രിയാജുഷ്ടേ പര്യങ്കേ ഭ്രാതരോ യഥാ മഹിഷ്യാ വീചിതശ്രാന്തോ വാലവ്യ ജനഹസ്തയ ശുശ്രൂഷയാ പരമയാ പാദസംവാഹനാദിഭി പൂജിതോ ദേവദേവേന വിപ്രദേവേന ദേവവൽ സ്വർഗാവോർഗയോപം സംരസായാം ഭൂ സമ്പദാം സർവാസാമവിസിദീനാം മൂലം ദശരണാർച്ചനം അധനോയന്തനം പ്രാപ്യമാദ്യം നുർച്ചൈന മാം സ്മരാൽ ഇതി കാരുണ്യോ നൂനം ധനം മേ ഭൂരിനാദദാൽ. ഇനി തച്ചിന്മയം തച്ചിന്തയന്ത പ്രാപ്തോ നിജഗൃഹാന്തികം സൂര്യാനലേന്ദു സങ്കാശർ വിമാനേ സർവതോകൃതം വിചിത്രോപവനോദ്യാനെ കൂജദ്വിജ കുലാകുലൈ പ്രോദ്ഫുല്ലമൂതാംബോജം കൽഹാരോത്പലവാരിഭി ജുഷ്ടം സ്വലങ്കലേ പമ്പി സ്ത്രീവിശഹരിണാക്ഷിഭി കിമിതം കസ്യവാസ്ഥാനം കഥം തദ്ദ്യഭൂ ഏവം മീമാംസമാനന്ദം നരോ നാര്യാമരപ്രഭാ പ്രത്യഗ്രഹണൻ മഹാവാഗീതവാദ്യേന ഭൂയസ പതിമാഗതമാകർണ്യ പത്നുദർശാദിസംഭ്രമ നിശ്ചക്രമഗൃഹാതൂർണം രൂപിണീ ശിരിവാലയാൽ പതിമ്രതാപതിം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ പ്രേമോത്കണ്ഠാശ്വലോചന മീലാക്ഷണമദ്ബുദ്ധ്യാ മനസാ പരിഷസ്വജൈ പത്നീം വീക്ഷ വിസ്ഫുരന്തീം ദേവീം വൈമാനികീമിവ ദാസീനാം നിഷ്കണ്ഠീനാം മധ്യേ ഭാന്തിം സുവിസ്മിത പ്രീതസ്വയം ദയായുക്ത പ്രവിഷ്ടോ നിജ മന്ദിരം മണിസ്തംഭശതോപേതം മഹേന്ദ്രഭവനം യഥാ പയഭേനധിഭാഷയ്യാദാന്താരുപരിച്ഛത പര്യങ്കാഹ്യമദണ്ണാനി ചാമരവ്യജനാനി ച ആസാനജഹിമാനി മൃദുവസ്ത്രണാനി ച മുക്താടാമവിളംബീനി വിധാനാനി ദ്യുമന്തി ച സ്വച്ഛസ്പ്രിയകുട്ടേഷു മഹാമാരകദേഷു ച രത്നദീപാഭ്രാജമാനം ലലനാരത്നസംയുത വിലോക്യ ബ്രാഹ്മണ സത്രസമൃദ്ധിം സർവസമ്പദാം തർക്കയാമാസനിർവ്യഗ്ര സ്വസമൃദ്ധിം അഹൈതുകീം നൂനം ബദേർ ബദൈത മമ ദുർഭഗസ്യ ശശുദരിദ്രസ്യ സമൃദ്ധിഹേതു മഹാവിഭൂതൈരവലോകതോന്യോ നൈവോപപദ്യത യഥൂത്തമസ്യ നന്യം ഭ്രുവാണോ വിശദേ സമക്ഷം യാ ജിഷ്ണവേ ഭൂയ വിഭൂരി ഭോജ പർജന്യവത്തൻ സമീക്ഷമാണോ ദാശാർഹകാണാം ഋഷഭ സഖാമേ കിഞ്ചിൽ കരോത്തുർവി യത് സ്വദത്തം സുഹൃക്കതം ഭൽഗുബി ഭൂരികാരി മയോപനീതാം പ്രതുകൈകമുഷ്ടിം പ്രത്യഗ്രഹയിൽ പ്രീതിയുതോ മഹാത്മാ തസ്യൈവമേ സൗഹൃദ സഖ്യമായി ത്രൈദാസ്യം പുനർജന്മനി ജന്മനസ്യാൽ മഹാനുഭാവേന ഗുണാലയേന വിഷജലത്തൽ പുരുഷപ്രസംഗ ഭക്തായ ചിത്രാ ഭഗവാൻ ഹി സമ്പദോ രാജ്യം വിഭുതിർന്ന സമർത്ഥയ ത്യജ അദീർഘബോധാവീക്ഷണ സ്വയം വശ്യനിപാദം ധനിനാം മതോത്ഭവം ഇത്തം വികസിതോ ബുദ്ധ്യാ ഭക്തോ ദീവജനാർദ്ദനെ വിഷയാഞ്ജായയാത്യക്ഷൻ ബുഭുജേ നാതിലംബടാഹ തസ്യ വൈ ദേവദേവസ്യ ഹരേയജ്ഞപദേ പ്രഭോ ബ്രാഹ്മണാ പ്രഭോ ദൈവം നത്തേഭ്യോ വിദ്യദേപരം ഏവം സ വിപ്രോ ഭഗവൽ സുഹൃത്തതാ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സുഭൃത്തേരചിതം പരാജിതം തദ്ധ്യാനവേഗോദ്ഗ്രഥിതാത്മബന്ധനം ശ്രദ്ധാമലേഭേചിരത സദാംഗതിം ഏതൽബ്രഹ്മണ്യദേവസ്യ ശ്രുത്വാ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യതാം നര ലബ്ധഭാവോ ഭഗവതി കർമ്മബന്ധാൽ വിമുച്യതേ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസസംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ പൃഥുഗോപാഖ്യാനം നാമ ഏകാശീതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഷോർട്ട് ബ്രേക്ക് ആൻഡ് വിൽ സ്റ്റാർട്ട് അഗൈൻ ശേദോ ദർപ്പണമർജനം വമഹാദാവാഗ്നി നിർവാവണം ശ്രേയക്കൈതവചന്ദ്രികാ വിതരണം വിദ്യാവധൂ ജീവനം ആനന്ദാംബുധിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദ പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മസ്വനം പരം വിജയതേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം നാം നാമകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി തത്രാർത്ഥിതാ നിമിതാ സ്മരണേന കാല ഏതാദൃശീ തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ നമാമി ദുർദൈവമേദൃശമിഹാ ജനി നാനുരാഗാഹം തൃണാരഭിഷുനീചേന തരോരഭി സഹിഷ്ണുന അമാനിനാമാനവേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാ ഹരി നധനം നജനം നസുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശകാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരീ ഭവതാദ് ഭക്തിരഹൈതുകി ത്വയി നന്ദതനുജകിങ്കരം പതിതാമാം ശമേഭവാം ബുധൌ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജ സ്ഥിതധൂളീ സദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം കളദശ്രുധാരയാ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിര പുളകേർന്ന് ചിതം കഥാവോ തവം നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായുധം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായുധം ശൂന്യായുധം ജഗത് സർവം ഗോവിന്ദവിരഹേണ മേ ആശ്ലിഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടുമം അദർശനമർമഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ തഥാ ബലം പടോ പ്രാണനാഥാ സ്തുമയവനാപരാ ഇന്ദി ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം These two chapters, 80 and 81, is the story of Sudama. You will see in the beginning itself that when Suda Goswami is talking to the rishis in Naimisharanyam, this story, or what he heard from Sukadeva Goswami talking to Parikshit. That is how the story is, you can see in the chapter. That Sudha Goswami is talking to Shavanaka Rishi and others in Naimisharanyam of what he heard about Sudama's life story, which was spoken by Shuka Brahmarshi to Parikshit. Sudha Goswami says there that when Shuka Brahmarshi finished this 79th chapter, and when Parikshit asks that he wants to hear about Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, Shuka Brahmarshi went into meditation, and in that meditation state, Vasudeve Bhagavati Nimagna Hridayo Bravid. That is how it was spoken. Vasudeve Bhagavati Nimagna Hridayo Bravid. You say there. Then he was unable to speak when the story of Sudama came up. He could not speak about that. Why? Thinking about that Krishna's relationship with Sudama, that has actually moved Shuka Brahmarshi, that he could not control himself. Seeing that relationship between Krishna's relationship with Sudama is very special, which you will see in the chapter when you come to that. So he begins like this. He had a great friend, Krishna, had a big friend, was such a close friend he was. Krishnasya sil saka kaschil. He was so close, dear to Krishna. This Sudama was so dear to Krishna. What kind of friend he was? Brahmano brahmavitamaha. A brahmana who is a brahmavitama, realized the soul, in other words. Practically, Brahman realized the state he was. And virataha, no connection with this world. He lived in this world without any connection with this world. Indriyarteshu, no kind of enjoyment or happiness in life. You will see Krishna teasing Sudama later while they were having the meeting, which is very interesting to observe all that, discussions between Krishna and Sudama. Virakta indriya arteshu. What else? Prashandalpa jitendriya. Prashandalpa, such a, so spiritually situated in transcendental state that nothing in this world has affected him. He was least disturbed by anything what went on in this world. So, Sudama is his name, but people used to call him Kuchela. It's like a word they have used because of his clothes. They were not very clean, and he was so poor. Therefore, you will see, Tasya Bhajya Kuchelasya Chukshama Chatatavita. Then, Kuchelasya. Kuchela was the name by which he was known by everybody. Not as Sudama. Sudama was his actual name, but people used to call him Kuchela because of his clothes, that they addressed him like that. Kind of jokingly, they used to refer to him as Kuchela. After education, he entered into householder life and lived in that householder life for the rest of the life. But he was so poor. Householder life means you need money. Otherwise, householder life is very miserable. So, Sudama's life was such that there was no money. Grahasthashramam without money. That was his situation. Practically starving. No food to eat. That was the situation. And Krishna mentions, referring, keeping him in the mind, Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna says this. If you look into the 19th chapter, it is completely in line with the Sudama. If you look at the 19th chapter, verse 36, you will see, whatever you will see as Krishna's reference, 36, if you look, 19:36. Shamo mannishtada buddhe damam indriya samyama titiksha dukkha sammarsho jiho avastha jayo dhrudhi. When Uddhava asked a question, isn't it? That kim dana kim dava shauryam kim satyamadam achyude yama kadivida prakto nemo vari garshana. Uddhava asked a question about verse 28 to 32. In answer to that, Krishna is answering this through these verses, and there he says, Shamo manishtada buddhe damam indriya samyamam tidiksha dukkha sammarsho jihvam upastha jayodhradi. That verse, that will 100% apply to our Sudama, 100% apply to him. So, but he had to starve, that's the prarabdham. That is the prarabdham. So, without any desire, served Krishna. Without any desire, anybody could say about Sudama that he had no material desires inside, and he lived and served Krishna in that way. Naturally, when they had no money, that means not only the husband, the wife also had to starve. They had nothing. So, and the wife's situation was tasya bharya kule kuchailasya chukshama cha tatha vidha chukshama cha tatha vidha, always hungry, no food to eat at home, tachukshama cha tatha vidha. So, but still she served Krishna even in that state and looked after the husband, and at the same time Sudama was not concerned at all, even without, because he has gone beyond all this hunger, thirst. These are all, when you are in that realized state, the demands of the body is not bothering them anymore. Demands of the mind does not bother them anymore. Intelligence, no. Hangaram also, no. Practically separated himself from the body. That is why in the verse before he said, Brahmano Brahmavitama. Situated in the platform of the soul all the time. Therefore, he never experienced hunger or thirst. Hunger, they will say, when hunger and thirst comes, that's for the body, not for me. He could openly say this to anybody. That is why he carried on. That means, deha dharmam. Deha dharmam means pranan. Pranan requires hunger. Hunger, thirst, all these activities of the pranan in the body, or bodily necessities. Not for the self. Self doesn't need. So to come to that level means to that extent realization inside, that separation from the body. Then, and husband could do that, but wife could not do that. She was struggling. It was too much for her to do the same thing. And that is why you will see that Padivrada Padim Praha, 8th verse. Mlayata vadane nasa daridra sidamanasa vepamana bhigamyacha. So, a person who has come to that state of realization, the symptoms are there in a person. That means demands of the body is not disturbing him anymore. Similarly, when thought waves are coming in the mind, in their state, those thoughts don't disturb them. That means, ragam dvesham. These are all demands of the mind. Like we have demands of the body, demands of the mind is ragam dvesham. All these different thought waves that creates. He was able to separate himself from the mind. Mind does not have any influence on him. And so, one day she says to him, Padivrada Padim Praha Mlayada Vadane Nasa. Then she thought, there's no point in telling him because he is not affected by any of these things. She knows his state, what state he is. But as a wife, Padivrada, chaste wife, it's my responsibility to remind him. But at the same time, I have to serve him as the husband. Otherwise, it's against the religious principles. They were so established in the principles. Therefore, she says here, she goes to Sudama and says to him, Sudama looked at her face, and when he looked at her face, she could see that she has not had food for many, many days. So weak. So she says to him, do you know what is happening to me? She reminds him about that. And And I can accept that, she said. I can accept that to this extent, but I don't have the strength to handle this anymore. So, she says there, Nanu Brahman, she says to Sudama, Nanu Brahman Bhagavata, Sakha, Sakshal Shreyapadi, Brahmanyascha Sharanyascha, Bhagavan Satvadarshapha. That is your friend, says to Sudama, is your friend, husband of Lakshmi Devi. Husband of Lakshmi Devi, you have told me like that before many times. And you may not have the problem, you can live like this, but I can't handle this anymore. And therefore, as I say, Tamubaihi, therefore, Mahabhaga, Sadhunam Chaparayanam, Dasiri Dravinam Bhuri, Sidadete Kudumbini, Sidadete Kudumbini. Then, please go to Dwaraka and see your friend. See your friend. And I understand that if you go there with some desire in the heart, with some expectation of some results from that, or expecting some material benefit, that may not be proper. That may not be proper. So, but you don't have to say anything to him. Just go and see him. That's enough. And he will, if he is intelligent, your friend, if he is intelligent, he will know the situation. You don't have to say anything to him. I'm not asking you to go and ask for anything. Just go and see him. That is sufficient. This is how Sudama's wife told him. You will see there that Kuchaya's Sudama's situation, 23rd verse, Kuchailam malinam kshamam dvijam damani sandadam devi parjajaral sakshal chamaravyajanenavai. Kuchailam malinam kshamam. He was called Kuchailam because of the clothes were like that. And what else? Dvijam damani santatam. If you look into Sudama's body, all the veins, you could see them in the body. No flesh in the body. Bones and the veins. Practically, it's fully, you say that, he has, he was not on a diet, but he it was forced to diet. He was in that situation. Practically lost heavily the weight and also starving, practically no flesh in the body. Dhamani santadam, that is what. Dhamani santadam means all the veins are coming out. You could observe that in his body. So, you can see all the nerves or the veins, the skin and the bones very clearly. You could count them looking at his body, each and every one of them. And if he sees that, he will know it, what the situation is, isn't it? And Krishna will understand that. That's why he's saying there, Dasya Dravina, Dasyadi Dravanam Bhuri, Sidadete Kudumbine. Sidadete Kudumbine. And if Krishna understands the situation, he will do something about it. If he understands the situation. So, when wife said this to him, Sudama was not thinking about the wealth or anything. You see, to that extent he has gone away from this world. It's not absurd. So, he thought, oh, what a great time I had with Krishna in the Sandivani Maharshi's ashram. Together how they spend the time. That's what he thought about. Didn't think about asking about money or anything. At least, going back to him and talking to him about that. This is what was going through his mind. So, that friendship, what Krishna has shown to him. 64 days they were together. And the friendship Krishna had shown to them, and that good time they spent together, education, Balaram, Krishna and Sudama together. And finally, as a Guru Dakshina, Krishna bring back Sandivani Maharshi's dead son, and together all three of them together handed over the son to the Sandivani's wife as the Gurudakshina, all that. And at that time, while Krishna brought them back, isn't it? Brought Sandivani's son back. But Krishna says to Sudama, this Dakshina is not my own. It's not me alone giving the Dakshina. All three of us together would give it, he said. And he called Sudama and told him to touch the child while being handed over to Sandivani's wife, Sandivani Maharshi's wife. So, so three of them together, Krishna, Balaram and Sudama together, given the Dakshina to the spiritual master Sandivani Maharshi. So, and after that, Dakshina was given. Now the education is over. Education is over. The chariot came to take Krishna away from there with Balaram. And Sudama has to go back to his house. Krishna and Balaram had to go back to the to Mathura. So, at that time, while they were leaving, Kuchela, Sudama was standing there. And he was feeling, boys, isn't it, young boys that age, close friendship also. And they were leaving, and Sudama started crying that Krishna was leaving and Balaram was leaving, and he was left alone. So, what Krishna did, he got down from the chariot, went back to Sudama, and told Sudama, said, I'm finding it more difficult to leave you. Therefore, you should not stay away from me always. Time and again you should come and visit me. Time and again you should come and visit me in Dwarka. So Vasudeva and Devaki sent them for education here. And soon after that, Krishna had the plans to move to Dwarka. So he told Sudama, he knew that Sudama will go back to his place. And he told Sudama, you should come and visit me in Dwarka often. You should not stay away from me. You should come and visit me. So, and so Sudama could not even reply that because of the emotions inside. And he is a devotee, to, or such a devotee, that for him there was no question, because for him his spiritual activities were so rigorous and so steady, his chanting, meditations and other things, that going back to the spiritual world is not an issue for him at all. And so while Sudama stayed back for some time in Sandivani Maharshi's ashram, one incident happened there. What was that? That he used to hear about the four Kumaras, Lakshmi Devi. In meditation he used to think about all that. But often he noticed that Krishna was appearing in his meditation more than the all other personalities. So one instance he asked Sandivani Maharshi, my meditation is not going very well, because them naturally as Brahmanas they meditated on the form of Vishnu. And Vishnu we were meditating upon, but as soon as, instead of after long many years of meditation, I should get established in the meditation of the form I was meditating upon, Vishnu's form. But instead, what was happening was, whenever meditation was performed on the Vishnu form, Krishna was appearing in the meditation, and Krishna's different friendly activities with Sudama, childhood activities, all these things what Sudama has heard from Krishna, whatever Krishna has spoken to him, Krishna has performed those pastimes with him, all those things were coming back in his mind. Sudama mentioned this to Sandivani. Sandivani told Sudama, don't worry about it. Hold on to that. Don't give it. Give it to it. Don't change it. You have got the result of all your education. You don't need to do anything anymore. And you don't know probably who Krishna is, he says to Sudama. He got the instruction and he was thinking about all those instructions from Sandivani. Sudama was thinking all about this. And he also thought that Krishna has told me at that time Now and then you should come and visit me. And he has not gone till then. He hasn't gone till then. So when Sudama was thinking all this, Sudama's wife asked him, "What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? I know I have asked you to go there, but," he says there, "we have to go to Dwaraka, isn't it, to see Krishna there. And I know that he lives in Dwaraka now, but he was thinking about the journey to Dwaraka from home. So, if I get there to see Krishna, if I go there to see Krishna, Krishna will naturally ask me some things. He'll say, so, Sudama says to his wife, "When I go to see Krishna, should I not have to take something with me? How can I go to see him without anything in the hand, empty-handed?" So that's why you'll see there that Idi Sanjindya Manasa, 13th verse. Idi Sanjindya Manasa Gamanayamadhim Dhathe Apyastupayanam Kinchil Grihe Kalyani Diyadam. Grihe Kalyani Diyadam. That give me something. They were so poor that there was nothing in the house. And to such an extent, absolutely dire poverty. And there was nothing in the home, nothing in the compound of fruits or flowers, something to take with, nothing there. And on a daily basis, starving. But in spite of all that, the wife has never spoken to Sudama about the poverty. She managed the day somehow with what she had. That is that Brahminical quality in them. So, very difficult for her to tell the husband that we have nothing. We have nothing. So, most of the time Sudama was absorbed in the meditation and Brahmadhyanam, or absorbed in Krishna's pastimes. And he got up early in the morning and got ready to go. So it was at that time, the night before, Sudama's wife thought, "Something I have to give it to him, to go and see his friend." And so therefore what he did was mentioned there, Ya chitva chaturo mushtin, 14th verse, Vipran prudugatan thulan, chailagandhe natan badhva, bartre pradadupayanam. Ya chitva chaduro mushtin, Vipran prudugatan thulan. No. And that night she went out, going to beg from others to get something to give it to him. But it was a day that normally they were not giving any charity that day, so she couldn't get anything easily. And at the night when she went there, most of the houses those days obviously they were closed and gone to bed. And she stood there on the street and said to Krishna that I have nothing to send you. I have nothing to offer you anything. And suddenly in that middle of the night, a Brahmana appeared there. And he saw her standing in the street like this and asked her, "Why at this time of the night in the street, standing like this?" And she says to the Brahmana that, "My husband is going to visit Dwarakadish tomorrow and I have nothing to give it to him, to offer to him." So he gives to her, he was also a Brahmana, this Mahabrahmana, he gives to her Yachitva Chaturo Mushti, four mushti, four handful of Prudhugadantulan, flat rice, Prudhugadantulan to her. And who is this Brahmana? Krishna himself has come as Brahmana and given this to her to take it. They say that these four, why four? Dharmam, Artham, Kamam, Moksham. All the four things. That is these four handfuls they refer to. Dharmartha, Kamam, Moksham. What you can expect from the Supreme Lord, everything has already been given to them. So, these kind of experiences in devotees' life in many, many instances you will see there happened. That when the devotees, when they fall into such a hopeless situation, that they find that there is no option except to ask Krishna. They have asked and Krishna has responded in some form or the other. Many, many devotees have spoken about this. One devotee left home and wandered around in all the holy places, holy rivers, bathing in holy rivers, and without a penny in the hand. In one instance, when he had no money to buy food or to have anything, Krishna has offered food to them. And time and again, Krishna has proven this in the what he says in the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it? Ananishchintayantomam tesham nityabhiktanam yogakshem mahamiham. Then essential needs of the devotee, if it is in a difficult situation, Krishna does take care of the devotee. Whatever it may be, here, this person, you can see that in the 14th verse, that yajitva chaduro mushtin vipran prudgatantulan chaila ghandene tan badhva batre padad upayanam vartra padad upayanam then sadana devipragriam preyo dwaragam kila krishna sandarshanam mahyam kadam syadidi chindayan. Kadam syadidi chindayan, that in a very old cloth, these four handful of flat rice was tied into a bundle and took with her. And he says here, sadanadaya vipragriyam, that this was taken and home and handed over to Sudama. And Sudama knows this very well, that I have to hand this over to Krishna. Hand this over to Krishna. And that is my duty. That's all. That's the way he took it. She has given it to me. I'll hand it over to Krishna. As he started the journey. So what happened? Then, sadanadaya vipragriya prayeyo dwaragam kila krishna sandarshanam mahyam kadam syadidi chindayan. While going, Sudama is thinking, will I be able to see Krishna first of all? And if he sees me, will he remember me? Will he remember me? All these thoughts were going through Sudama's mind. That he thought, like Akrura arrived in Vrindavanam, thinking about Krishna. In a similar mood, here Sudama is coming to see Krishna. There is an important difference here between Akrura and Sudama. Both are devotees. But you will notice one thing at the end of Bhagavatam, that when all the Yadavas got drunk and beat up each other and left the body, Akrura also left with them. Akrura also got drunk and got involved in the fight and left the body. Whereas nothing has happened to Sudama. There is a big difference between Sudama leaving the world and Akrura leaving the world. Akrura's world, that is an indication to everybody, anybody, for everybody who are studying Srimad Bhagavatam. You may be a devotee, you may be any devotee, it doesn't matter. But if the proper realization and the knowledge of spiritual life has not caught inside enough, situation can happen what has happened to Akrura. Akrura is also a great devotee. But what happened to Akrura at the end? Akrura had to leave. Many of the Yadavas who fought each other, they did not go back to the spiritual world. And Akrura is one among them. That we'll see later. We'll discuss that when it comes to that part. But Sudama's situation is different. Even though emotionally they have the same feelings like Akrura, Sudama had. But when he arrived there, what he could see there, 16,108 palaces, voids and the palaces, isn't it? So when he saw that, then Sudama thought, have I arrived in Vaikuntham? Am I in Vaikuntha or what? That is how he said. So then even when you get to Vaikuntham, you won't get this happiness when you got to Dwaraka at that time. So he stood there and thought, to whom should I ask where Krishna is? This is what Sudama is thinking there. You will see there that at that time a Brahmana was coming from one of the houses. That morning Krishna has performed a charity, Pashudanam, given the cows in charity, and this particular Brahmana has received the charity and he was coming back from there. And every day Krishna used to give so many cows in charity. And so seeing this Sudama and seeing the condition of the body and the clothes, everything, that Brahmana took pity on him and asked Sudama that, have you come for receiving the cows in charity, Pashudanam, from Krishna? So he said, Sudama says to him, where is he? Where is Krishna? He says, I would like to see him, he said. So then he asked him, are you coming to Dwaraka first time? Brahmana says, are you coming to Dwaraka first time? Because normally people don't ask such a question. Where is Krishna? Where is Dwaraka? All these things. And Krishna is present everywhere. They know that. So, Sudama wanted to go and see Krishna. Sudama had no idea what was going on there. So, that is one scene. We will leave that there. Let's look at Dwaraka, what was happening there. When this was happening with Sudama. Krishna, as usual, the usual daily routine. Getting up early in the morning. And about around 9 o'clock or so, Krishna used to go to Sudharma, his assembly. To the assembly. So, by now, some days Krishna won't go to the assembly. Especially important devotees coming to visit him. Like Sri Narada Maharshi. Or Krishna knew very well before who is coming, that particular, all Ashtavakra, or other Durvasa Maharshi and play personalities like that. If they were coming to visit him, deliberately Krishna won't go to the assembly. Krishna will, can. So Rukmini asked Krishna, are you not going today to the assembly? And Rukmini thought, maybe he is not well, Krishna is not well. So Rukmini put this question to Krishna, that if you are not well, should I call the Ashwini Devas? They are the physicians for the demigods in the heavenly planets. Should I ask them to come to look at you? That so all these things are there in the Krishna has taken a day off from the assembly. So Rukmini asked all these questions to Krishna, and Krishna was not in a good mood. Krishna says to Rukmini that you don't have to do anything for me, in a very disturbed mood. That don't trouble me, Krishna says to Rukmini. So, but Krishna is not saying what it is, the problem. After putting my devotee into this condition, you're coming and asking me all these things. This is what is inside. But Krishna hasn't said this to Rukmini yet. So any time when Krishna sees Rukmini, Krishna is not happy at that particular day. A sort of uneasiness in Krishna. Couldn't say anything to Rukmini, because Krishna has instructed Rukmini that if anybody comes for looking for material opulences, don't give it to them. Don't give it to them. Put them into any difficulty if they come for material opulences. But the problem is, Sudama has not even asked for anything till now. So that puts Krishna is in a difficult situation. Krishna has told Rukmini that if anybody is praying for opulences, to them you can give it to them, but they won't be devotees. But Sudama has not asked anything till now. Therefore, Rukmini hasn't done anything wrong actually, because he hasn't asked anything. Rukmini is Mahalakshmi, isn't it? So, Mahalakshmi, but Krishna's point is, even though you are Mahalakshmi, even though I have given these instructions to you, you should have had some intelligence to think about it and taken care of my devotee. And Sudama has not even asked anything. So put Rukmini. Rukmini didn't know anything what was going on. So now and then, Krishna will get up from the reception room, come out and look outside as though he was looking, waiting for somebody. Look for a few minutes and then come back again inside and sit there. And without saying to Rukmini, Krishna was going out and coming in. So Rukmini thought, what is this going on? There is something happening. And Krishna, Rukmini wanted to hear from Krishna. So when Krishna got up once to go out, Krishna, Rukmini asked Krishna, where are you going? He said, Krishna didn't even answer and went out. And then Rukmini stood outside the door and looked what Krishna is doing. Krishna saw when some Brahmana has come from a distance. Krishna runs up to him, embraces him very tightly, and looking all that, Rukmini could not understand who this person is. And Krishna is crying, tears were crying from him. And Krishna has meanwhile arranged the musicians to come, and they are playing the music with all their accompaniments and music. Krishna is bringing this person inside the house and brought him, and they have a special seat for Krishna and Rukmini to sit, and puts this Brahmana in the place where Rukmini sits. Normally nobody is allowed to sit there. Only Krishna and Rukmini sits there. It's a special seat what they had. And so this one particular thing has only happened in Krishnavataram. Normally, otherwise it doesn't happen. That means to keep a devotee with him like that. That is a speciality in Krishnavataram. So Krishna had no discrimination with the devotee, which he says later in the Bhagavatam, isn't it? So Shukubrahmarshi mentions that if you look at the 26th verse, Yosavo Triloka Guruna Srinivasena Sampradaha Paryangastam Shriyam Hitva Parishatto Agrajo Yatha. Parishatto Agrajo Yatha. Agraja means brother, Balaram. Just like Balaram used to sit there with Krishna. Similarly, Krishna asked Sudama to sit there in that place. In that place. Sometimes Balaram used to sit there. Even Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, when they come, they used to stand and talk to Krishna there. But here, Sudama was asked to sit there. So Rukmini was a little bit confused who this person is, that he has been given such a important reception. And then Krishna is in extreme bliss seeing Sudama. Goes out, brings water, and bring the pot and put Sudama's feet in the pot, washes the feet and applies all the perfumes, everything, sandalwood pulp and everything on Sudama's body. And he says there, if you look at the 21st verse, how Krishna has received him. Agrahi chirasarajan bhagavam lokabhavana velimbadivyagandhena chandanam agaru kungumai chandanam agaru kungumam. All the three things. Agrahi charasarajan bhagavam lokabhavana velimbadivyagandhena chandana agaru kungumai duvai surabhimirmitram pradipavalivirmuda architva vedya tambulam gamja swagatam abravil. Krishna didn't know how to receive this Brahmana. So much excited about Sudama's coming. And then there he says in the 21st verse that Agrahi Shirasa Rajan, that Krishna takes that water after washing Sudama's feet and sprinkles it on his own head. That Parikshit thought at that time, that has Krishna made a mistake or something? Normally we all sprinkle Krishna's feet, that water is sprinkled by the devotees. It's just the opposite thing has happened. So Parikshit thought that, has it been changed in this? Shiva Shiva Bhul Bhagavan Loka Bhavana. That is why it's mentioned there. Bhagavan Loka Bhavana. Bhagavan Loka Bhavana means that Krishna purifies the world. Krishna purifies this world. But when the world is purified by Krishna, Krishna is like a battery. Battery runs out of charge. Krishna gets charged by the water that has been used to wash the feet of the great devotees, personalities like Sudama. So therefore, exactly like that, the battery runouts or recharging the battery of Krishna is through washing with the water that has been used for washing the devotee's feet. In order to show to us the position of a devotee, devotees like Sudama, how Krishna considers about them. So Krishna gets his strength back. In the Bhagavatam it will see this. Ganga river came from the sky, spiritual sky, to the earth. And told Bhagiratha, who brought Ganga river, that when evil persons come to bathe in you, devotees will also come to bathe in you. Both devotees will bathe in Ganga river, and evil and wicked persons will also come and bathe in the Ganga river. So when Ganga Devi mentioned this to Bhagiratha, that if I come to Mother Earth and start flowing there, all these sinful persons, they will come and bathe in me to purify themselves, and I will get dirty, she said. So Bhagiratha says to her that don't worry about it, because not only bad people will come to bathe, as well as devotees will also come to bathe in you. They will purify your dirt. They will purify your dirt. So, and at that time all your sinful reactions will be wiped out. This is Ganga Devi's case. So this power to purify anything comes from the devotees. Devotees of this status. Great rishis, great sages and devotees. So after Krishna has washed all the feet of Sudama, hands over that tirtham, charanamritam, to Rukmini, to sprinkle on everybody. So by now, children have all, this is all happening way, many, many years later in Dwaraka. That you will see the verse there, that kimanena kritam punyam avadhudena bhikshuna shriyahinena logesmin garhidena adhamena cha. Children have noticed some important guest has come today in Dwaraka. So Pradyumna had come to find out who this guest is. Krishna is receiving with such a great hospitality. And not only Pradyumna, Aniruddha has also come there. They all find out. And nobody knew who it is. And no, they could not understand. Rukmini knew that she has made some mistake, that she didn't do something right. That's why Krishna is a little bit upset about it. And in instance, situations like this, when an offense is committed, devotee has to forgive. Krishna may not forgive, but devotee forgives. So, Rukmini, in order to please Krishna, took the fan and started fanning this guest. And Pradyumna and Aniruddha came to Rukmini to find out who this person is. Rukmini is upset already because of the problem that Krishna has created. So Rukmini was not in a mood to tell Pradyumna and Aniruddha about him. Rukmini didn't say anything. And so Krishna understood that nobody knows who he is, Sudama is. So Krishna gives a lecture there about Sudama. He says to him, after decorating Sudama's body, washed his feet and put these things, the chandanam, agaru, kungumam, all on his body, and put the garlands also, special garlands on Sudama's body, just like a first class pujari decorates Krishna in the temple, in the deity. Similarly, Krishna was decorating this brahmana with all the different things what was there, and that's what's mentioned in those. Dubai surabhibir mitram pradeeva vilibhir muda architva vedyatam bhulam gamja swagatam abravil, welcoming him. Then, so then he is sitting there, Krishna is sitting there, Krishna, along with Sudama in that simhasanam, where they were sitting there. And Sudama was looking at Krishna at that time. So Krishna got closer to him and says to him, have you forgotten everything? Sudama says, what? So Krishna says, when we were studying together in the Gurukul together, what happened there? So naturally, after a long time, Krishna is seeing him, isn't it? This is after the incident, after the education finished from Mathura, they went for the Sandivani Maharshi's ashram. Then Krishna went back to Mathura and then came to Dwaraka. And in Dwaraka, many Krishna has got these sons and grandsons and everything. So you can imagine, there must have been a very long gap of time between the school days and Gurukulam days and this time in Dwaraka. So Krishna says to him that after the education, did you get married? And is the wife, good wife, she is favorable to you? Anukula and Anurupa, in both ways. That means one who does not quarrel, in other words, who doesn't quarrel, Anukulam. And Anurupam, Anurupa means that in all action she supports you in every way. So that's what she is saying. Krishna is asking these questions to him, to Sudama. But what was Sudama thinking at that time? That's interesting. That if you look at that, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Abhibrahman Gurugulad Bhavadolabdalakshina Samavurtena Dharmanya Bharyado Sadrashinava. That is what it means. Samavurtena Dharmanya. That means Krishna knew Sudama Brahmana, isn't it? So after Gurugulam and Labdha Dakshina, of Dakshina was given, then Samavurtena Dharmanya, they have to perform what is called Samavartanam. Samavartanam means Brahmanas after Brahmacharyam, after from the Gurukulam, after the Brahmacharyam, he goes back to the spiritual master, and with the permission of the spiritual master, only they are allowed to marry. So has that marriage happened? That is what he is saying. Samavurtena Dharmanya. Have you performed Samavartanam? And then have you got a wife? Vairyoda Sadrashinava. A wife who is favorable and who does not who gives you all happiness in the householder life. Bharyoda na sadrashiva. Bharyoda sadrashinava. That who is favorable to you. This was the question. And when he asked this question, Sudama's face went very dry. He felt very bad. Bad in the sense that I had an opportunity to have education with the absolute truth. Isn't it? Paripurna Brahmam. Had an opportunity to get educated with him together. And then after that, I've gone and fallen into this householder life. This was his feeling inside. Because who else gets this opportunity like this? An opportunity to be with Krishna for so many days together, getting educated. Because from their viewpoint, householder life is something, it's a fall down. There is no question about that. And I had the best spiritual master, Sandivani Maharshi, associations of Krishna. But still, I've fallen into this grihandakopam patito yatha pashu. Grihandakopam. Householder life means that a golden opportunity for advancing in spiritual life has been lost. And that's been deviated and taken away from us. Krishna understood while looking at Sudama's face what was going through his mind. So what did Krishna do? Immediately changed the subject. Didn't want to disturb him anymore by asking too much these personal questions. Because when he asked this question that you after Samavartanam you got married, where you got a found a good wife who is favorable and all that, Sudama was thinking like this. Sudama is so advanced, elevated spiritually, that why did I get involved? Because of all this wife and children and responsibility and all these things. So, if I talk about my poverty to Krishna, he was thinking that I shouldn't say this. Because wife has specifically told Sudama, never mention one word about the situation at home, that we have no money. We are in dire poverty. Never mentions one word. Sudama has been strictly told by Sudama's wife. So So Sudama naturally didn't want to mention about it because he doesn't like it and she knows that he doesn't like it and she didn't want to say this to him either. So Krishna is thinking at the same time, suppose he says something about this situation at home. What is my situation then? What will they think about me? That it is terribly bad for me if I have to hear this. And if he says to me, and what will Pradyumna and Aniruddha will think about me if they hear this, that this is the situation. So what did Krishna do? So Krishna was a little bit fearful. Will he say anything about the situation at home? But Krishna didn't say anything. But instead what happened was, Krishna suddenly changed the whole subject and started joking with Sudama. So, Krishna says, marriaging is not a bad thing. He sensed the situation that he got involved in the marriage and implicated with all the married life and the headache, everything with that. So Krishna says to him, Sudama, that marriage is not a bad thing, and those who have got the capacity to show to the world how to live a proper householder life, they should get married, Krishna says to him. Those who have got the capacity to show to the world how to live a proper married life, they should get married, he says. And and once you get involved in the married life, to come out of that is very, very difficult. Come out of that. And you have to show to others it is possible to come out of married life also and advance spiritually and realize the truth. That you have to show to the world. So Krishna was encouraging Sudama in that way, not finding any fault or anything with Sudama. So, and that is not a wrong thing Krishna was saying to Sudama at that time. And Krishna says to Sudama that if you have to earn wealth in the family life, you have to earn. And in the grassa ashramam or vanaprastha ashramam or sannyasi, whatever it may be. And then Krishna says to him, Sudama, look at me, he says. I have married 16,108 wives. And and look at them, Krishna says to them, aham yatha. Do you remember that day when we all went together to bring the firewood for Sandeepani Maharshi? And even when it rained that night heavily and there was lightning and thunder and we had to stay in the forest. And in the morning, we were struggling hard to walk back because we were exhausted. And our teacher, Sandeepani Maharshi, had come. And this whole night, Sandeepani Maharshi was concerned about our welfare, what happened in the night, isn't it? So when they got back after bathing, Sandeepani Maharshi was there. Sandeepani Maharshi's wife, Gurupatni, was also there. So Sandeepani Maharshi, Krishna, Sudama and Balaram, four of them used to sit together and take the prasadam. So it was at that time that one day Sandeepani Maharshi's wife told the boys, Krishna, Balaram and Sudama, we don't have any firewood to burn anything here. And Krishna wanted this opportunity to go and collect firewood for them, for the teacher. So he wanted her to say this so that he could go one day with Sudama and collect the firewood. So so in one instance, this happened, that Sandeepani's wife sent this to the three boys to get firewood from the forest. And when one instance when Sandeepani came to have prasadam at that time, he noticed that all the other three seats were vacant. Sudama, Krishna and Balaram, they were missing there. Sandeepani has forewarned his wife prior to this that Krishna and Balaram are Supreme Lord themselves. Therefore, you have to be very, very careful while you tell them anything. But due to Sandivani Maharshi's wife being looked at them as children, and due to that attachment, she had all the love and affection for them. Somehow or the other, she has forgotten these instructions and forgot not to engage them in these services. So, and that is why that night, when Sandivani heard from the wife that they have gone looking for firewood, Sandivani himself left, highly concerned about having committed an offense. Not that he wasn't sure that they will be safe. He knew very well that Krishna is there, Balaram is there. But they are more than safe. But still, Sandivani's mind was saying that he has committed an offense to them. The Supreme Lord has come as a student, isn't it? So, when they, Krishna and Balaram and Sudama saw Sandivani Maharshi, tears were coming from there. Sandivani started crying, seeing their situation. All three of them paid their obeisances to Sandivani immediately in the forest. And you will see that blessing from Sandivani at that time, that in the chapter 80, if you look at that 42nd verse, Tushtoham bhodhuja shreshta satya sandhu manoradhaha chandamsi yadayamani bhavandiha paratracham. Tushtoham bhodhuja shreshta satya sandhu manoradha chandam sayadayamani bhavandiha paratracham. That you have thought about this, that without looking at the body, that you have given your life to for me, given up this, taken to this service, and that mood at that time, when they were blessed in that way, in certain instances like this, you will see Krishna's mood changing. Krishna's mood changing. When Krishna wanted to kill Bhishma, you will find in the Mahabharatam, Bhagavatam also, then when Krishna took the disc and wanted to kill Bhishma, ran from the body, from the chariot, isn't it? So, similarly here, to please the spiritual master, what Krishna has done at that time, that that's what he is saying there also, that Guru anugraheneva puman purna prashandaye. In order to please the spiritual master, nothing is sufficient. Whatever that is to be done should be done to please him. That dhanadi dharmam yajnam yagam, and he says here that ittham vidan anegani vasadam guruve ashmasu gurur anugraheneva puman purna prashandaye. Pleasing the teacher. When we say guru, what does it mean? Gurur anugraheneva puman purna prashandaye. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to know the special relationship between the guru and the disciple. We are talking about that relationship, what you find in certain specific relationships. For example, in the Bhagavatam, you know Uddhava and Krishna. Krishna as the spiritual master, Uddhava as the disciple. Krishna as the spiritual master, Arjuna as the disciple. And quoting all these things, in the Bhagavadam, specific reference is given that if, take for example, if you take the first canto of Bhagavadam, there is three spiritual master and three disciples there. Is it not? Three spiritual master and three disciples there. First we have Srinarada Maharshi and Vedavyasa Maharshi disciple. And there is a relationship. Then you have Sudha Goswami and Shaunaga Rishi. There is a relationship, disciple, guru and the disciple. And then you have Parikshit and Shukabrahmarshi, guru and the disciple. This whole first canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about to teach us what is the proper relationship between guru and disciple, and how that can change from one group to another group, and to show to us proper, perfect relationship of a guru and disciple is only in Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit. It is not there even in Sutta and Shravaka. It is not there in Narada and Vyasa. That you have to understand. That is why first canto is presented in that way, to teach us in when do you say a disciple is perfect and when do you say a spiritual master is perfect. So these three examples in the Bhagavatam is enough to show to us that a proper relationship with the spiritual master, and to get it perfect, get it right, is very, very difficult. Unless a disciple is ready, as well as the spiritual master is ready. It is keeping all this in the perspective. Krishna is saying these verses to we shouldn't make it such a cheap thing, this guru-disciple relationship. It is such an important thing. To buy a house or a car, how much time do you think you spend on that? How much time you take your own time to think about it? You look at various options, negotiations, sometimes months and years you take to decide about the house to buy. Is it not? But people are deciding about a spiritual master in seconds like that today. They have not understood the seriousness of the situation. That is why Krishna is saying in these Bhagavatam, you will notice this. We'll discuss first canto sometime, the 19th chapter, if you discuss, you will know these three things very specifically explained there. Before, it is not a thing which you can make a decision like this overnight. What to talk about all the institutions, systems, what we have created. So that is why it's like this, through emails, Instagram, or all we are making decisions now, isn't it? So there you can see Krishna's point is that these three spiritual masters and three disciples shown in the first canto is to educate us the process properly. Those who want to see is they will see all these things. Those who don't want to know about it, they can ignore it. It's no problem. Krishna is saying here, Guru Anugrahe Neiva Puma and Purna Prashandaye. That is the consideration, that if you have the right spiritual master and the right disciple, Guru Anugrahe Neiva Puma and Purna Prashandaye, what is he handing over to him? The knowledge of the truth, absolute truth, isn't it? Self-realization. That is what is happening through the spiritual master. And so, can you imagine that decision is taken so lightly in life about it? Such an important decision in life, people are able to take it in a matter of few days or a few minutes. Somebody has told me, take him, I'll take you. This is how it's decided. What meaning has it got? What does it mean? So, unless we understand the spirit behind all these things, we can easily get wrong direction to travel, and we'll go doing the same thing, mistake after mistake after mistake. It is Upanishads and all, they warn very well, very clearly, that before choosing a spiritual master, generally they say that when you are ready for the spiritual life, or when you come to that stage, the renunciation and the knowledge inside, at that time, because this is, he is the spiritual master who gets, releases you from Maya, isn't it? Spiritual master is supposed to release you from Maya, from Prakriti, from material nature, and establish you in the truth. To establish you in the truth, isn't it? So, establishing in the truth is not an easy thing. That does require a lot of preparation behind it. That is why this incident happened, that Krishna is indicating to Sudama that we had such a wonderful spiritual master. Tvam tushto hambo dujashreshta satya sandhu manoryathaha chandam sayadaya mani bhavandiha maratracham itham vidanyanegani vasadam guruveshmasu gurur anugrahe neiva puman purna prashandaye. Puman purna prashandaye. Because with that mercy from the spiritual master, Puman Purna Prashandaye, completely established in the truth. So these discussions were there, and Puman Purna Prashandaye. to become perfect in spiritual life, to become perfect in spiritual life, this mercy or blessing from the spiritual master is required. So, so at that time you will see there that Krishna is saying there, Krishna is thinking, why has Sudama come to see me? See the seventh verse. Patnya padivradayastu sakha priya chikirshaya prapto mam asya dasyami sambado martya durlabhaham. Patnya padivradayastu sakha priya chikirshaya prapto mam asya dasyami sambado martya durlabhaham. And prior to that, 2-3 verses, you can see Krishna's observing Sudama, how he is relating with him. Sarva bhudal madriksa shal tasya gamana karanam vijnaya chindayannayam shrikamoma bhajatpura. That sarva bhudal madriksa shal tasya gamana karanam. Krishna knows what state Sudama is, what state of realization he is, isn't it? So, he says, patniya padivratayastu sakha priya chikirshaya sarva bhudalatma drikka. See the words, sarva bhudalatma drikka. Krishna knows everything what was happening. Why wife had sent him there? Why wife had sent Sudama there? That is why that word indicating, sarva bhudalatma drikka. Who knows in everyone's heart what is going on? Sarva bhudalatma drikka. And then, sakshal tasya agamana karanam. He was thinking, Krishna was thinking, why has he come? Why has he come? And sarva bhudalatma drikka, how he has, why he has come here. So, that is the situation here with, in the palace. Now we go, we leave that there and go to another scene at what's happening at Kuchela's home. What is going on there? Kuchela's wife has bathed in the evening and everything, and then so the children were hungry, nothing to feed them, and mother was saying to the children that you chant the holy name, chant the holy name. Now usually they used to chant, and they used, in hunger and tiredness, they used to sleep without anything to eat. So that particular day, mother has told the children that your father has gone to Dwaraka. So go to rest now. I don't have to close the door even, because there was no door in the house. To close the door, there was no door in the house. And if it rained, no water will go out. Everything will stay inside the house. So he doesn't have to close. Sarva bhudalatmadrik, those words, sarva bhudalatmadrik, sakshal tasya agamana karanam vijnaya chindayannayam shrikamo ma bhajatpura abhajatpuram. That shrikamo ma abhajanpuram. That this was this poverty, what they were experiencing, has gone a little extreme. It's gone too far. And Krishna is seeing Sudama's wife at home with the children. And he decided that prapto mam asya dasyami asya dasami want sambado amartya durlabhaha. Unbelievable opulences and material happiness, I'll give it to them. Krishna decided, thinking about seeing that situation at home. You see, that word sarvabhudalatmadrik is so important to tell us that everywhere, anywhere, in everyone who is present is Atma. And that's Krishna, isn't it? Sarvabhudalatmadrik. So, in there, everything what's going on in everywhere, in everyone's mind is known to Krishna. So, Krishna knew what was going on at home, Sudama's house. And Krishna decided, seeing that it has gone a bit too far. Asya dasyama sambado amartya durlabha. that never again in the history would anybody would have received a blessing like this for opulence is concerned. And I'll give it to them, even the demigods don't have that, such an opulence I'll offer them. So that opulence to offer like that, Sudama's prarabdham is to suffer. Prarabdham is to suffer. And Sudama has accepted it that way. But Krishna is saying that that prarabdham, I'm going to correct it now. I'm going to correct that prarabdham. Krishna is having a fight with that prarabdham. And this is one important story in the Bhagavatam where Krishna has put his hands on the prarabdham of somebody. Normally he doesn't. In many other devotees, even Jadabharata's case, you can see he had to go through the prarabdham. Sri Narada Maharshi had to go through prarabdham. And they all accepted that. We thought Vritrasura, Chitrakedu had to go through prarabdham. Isn't it? In many, many instances, you will notice in the Bhagavatam menu, they mentioned that also. It is prarabdham that I had to accept this body of the deer and then the body of the brahmana. In Jadabharata's case, you can read all that. But there, many, many devotees, even though they were highly exalted devotees, Krishna hasn't touched their prarabdham. Even to Mujukunda, what did he say? Go and finish the prarabdham in Badrinath and then come back. Even to Uddhava, he said that you should go to, I'm not going to take you back to the spiritual world like that. Go to Badrinath and reflect on what I have spoken and finish up everything and then come back. So unusual case this is to touch somebody's prarabdham. So you'll see there in the third chapter, in the 81, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Kimupayanam Anidam, Brahman Me Bhavada Grihal, Anupya Bhakradam Bhakte, Prena, Bhuryeva Me Bhavel, Bhuryapya Bhakto Bhakradam, Name Toshaya Kalpade, Name Toshaya Kalpade. So, Krishna decided this, that Krishna got very close to Sudama and says to him, it's been a long time we were talking, weren't we? You haven't had anything to eat yet. So Krishna says, what have you got? Have you got anything to eat? Says, and that's why patram pushpam bharam doyam yome bhaktya prayachadi tadaham bhakti bahradam asnami praedal manam. Bhagavad Gita verse. Then anyone offers leaf, flower, water, fruit, whatever with bhakti, that is accepted. Krishna accepts that. So Krishna is saying there, when Draupadi gave me that spinach in the forest, it had an amazing taste, he says. And ittito abhidhijastasmai vridida padaye shriya prudaga prasrudim rajan na praya chadavang mukham na praya chadavang mukham. Sudama is seeing this palace and the opulences there, and Rukmini standing there and fanning him, and the conditions in Dwaraka. Seeing all these things, Sudama was a little confused. How to offer this flat rice what he has brought with him? So he kept it hiding. He didn't want to offer. Because it looked very awkward for Sudama to offer that. And Krishna won't let him go easily like that. Caught all on that packet and says to him. And Rukmini is looking at all these things, what was going on, seeing Krishna's enthusiasm to eat. You'll see, 9th verse. Nanveda dubani dhamme paramaprenanam sakhe tarpayandyangamam vishwemete pradagadandulaha. Oh, you have brought the thing, what I wanted to eat. Krishna says to Sudama. That, and you are keeping it yourself, not giving it to me, he says. So, Sudama caught hold of the packet and took one handful from that and ate. And it was so, Krishna enjoyed the taste of that flat rice and couldn't control himself. He says, when he wanted to take the second one, Idi mushtim sagrajadva didiyam jagduma dade tava shri jagrihe hastam talpara parameshtina. Talpara parameshtina. That Rukmini held Krishna's hand and says to him that because Rukmini knows about Krishna's this weakness with the devotee. Remember earlier in the Ekadasham, you remember? Natathame priyadama alpayo nirnashangara naja sangarshanam nashri naiva alpa chayata bhavan. Saying to Uddhava, Natatha priyadama, Rukmini Devi is not dear to me. Almayoni Nashangara. Brahma is not dear to me. Lord Shiva is not dear to me. Lord Balaram is not dear to me. Mahalishmi is not dear to me. Naiva Almajayatha Bhavan. As much as you are dear to me, says to Uddhava. So this weakness for the devotees, Rukmini knows about Krishna. Rukmini knows about Krishna. That Rukmini is not dear, Shiva is not dear, Brahma is not dear, and Balram is not dear. Nobody is so dear to me as you are, says Uddhava. So, which is a big certificate Uddhava has from Krishna, isn't it? So, so Rukmini thought at this moment that if he goes taking all these things, my next job will be at Kuchela's house, Sudama's house. I will have to do the service there. And because to repay all these things, never once in life Sudama has asked anything. That is the glory behind that. And apart from that, tolerating everything. So from Jnanam side as well as from Bhakti side, if you look at Sudama, in both places he is on the top. Is it not? From Jnanam, he says there, in the beginning itself, what did he say? He said that Brahmano Brahmavitama, already Brahman realized, full realization of the truth. Added to that, never asked, completely so surrendered to Krishna, never asked anything in any difficulty in life. To show the degree of surrender what was inside. So as a devotee, as a jnani, both, in both ways he is in that state. So, now that Krishna has taken this flat rice, it has to be paid back, isn't it? So Rukmini was thinking like that, and if you'll see there in the 10th verse, that talpara parameshtina, talpara, tasmin para, that means that when Krishna took this flat rice, it has to be shared by everybody. It's been shared by everybody. So, so Krishna's, Rukmini is saying that before you got married, you should have thought about all these things. Rukmini is saying to in a nice way. Rukmini is saying this to Krishna that all kinds of desires inside. Rukmini says that 16,108 wives gone and married. And there's no point in showing your unhappiness to me now. Rukmini's mood is like that. And because Rukmini is not very happy that Krishna is so much in love with the devotees, isn't it? And Mahalakshmi, Rukmini's Mahalakshmi, took that flat rice what was brought in and gave a little bit to everybody who were present there. So Krishna says to Rukmini, don't exhaust that, keep for me the balance, he says to him. And Krishna managed to get hold of back, something back from them, and kept to himself in a special cabinet, locked it up for himself. So, this story of Sudama is something to be understood on a very, very higher understanding. In the sense that Krishna says to Sudama then, Sudama, you haven't taken anything till now. says to Rukmini, bring some for Sudama to eat something. So he says, Rukmini sends Rukmini away. So at that time in Dwaraka, there was prasadam sent by Brahmalokam. Saraswati had cooked prasadam for Lord Brahma there. And at that time, special preparations from Brahmalokam had come to Dwaraka, what Saraswati has cooked. And from Indra's planet, from heavenly planets, Shachi Devi has cooked for Indra, and from there special prasadam has been brought in. And similarly, prasadam from Vaikuntham has come, Kailasam had come to Dwaraka. And all these prasadam Rukmini has brought here. Not even cooked by Rukmini, it's cooked from the heavenly planets, from Satyalogam, Brahmalogam, and from heavenly planets and Kailasam, that prasadam has come. And so, our Sudama, you can imagine, he's not seen all these things in his life before. Abject poverty they lived, is it not? So Sudama looked at it and smiled at Krishna, seeing this reception, right? So what did Krishna do? Krishna, as though he doesn't know anything what's going on at home, says to Sudama, what do you normally have for breakfast? Krishna is asking Sudama, what do you have for breakfast? When Krishna said that, Sudama smiled. What a question to ask. He says, not even water there to drink. It was there. So he felt like saying, yes, fruits and milk in the morning. He says, Sudama smiled. When Krishna asked this question, what do you have for breakfast in the morning? Krishna is acting all these things, knows very well what's going on at home. But that capacity to deal with people at the right time and to speak in the right way without upsetting them, that is what you have to observe here in Krishna's words there. So, they had prasadam, Sudama took something, he couldn't eat because he's not used to all these things. All these preparations from Satyalogam and Indrayogam and Kailasam and everything. And when in the morning they spoke the whole night to each other, they were talking about it, and in the morning they went to bathe in the river. And everything was over, and then Sudama chanted his holy name, meditation, everything. Both of them came back. And then Sudama wanted to leave. Sudama wanted to leave. And so Krishna says to him, that you should have stayed at least 10 days before you go. He said, but he thought like that. He didn't say this to him, to Sudama. And then meanwhile, Narada Maharshi was there, arrived in the scene. Krishna says to Narada Maharshi that I have given them enough, because Narada Maharshi even was feeling the situation with Sudama. So, so Krishna has Sudama's wife has never asked for any wealth. Either Sudama has even asked for anything. And Krishna thought that even though she hasn't asked anything, she should be taken care of first. So while Sudama was leaving, Krishna was going along with him for a short distance to bid farewell to Sudama. Anuyatra. Anuyatra means you don't just close the door. Instead, go along with him for some time till the Dwaraka is left, and then he goes to his village. So, if you look at the verse 25, you will find Patimagadamakarnya. What is happening there? Sudama walked from Dwaraka to the house. When he got there, what was happening there? Patimagadamakarnya. Patnyudarshadi sambrama. Nishakrama grihaturnam. Rupini Srinivalayad. Then there were servant maids all the way from another new palace there. And from that palace, there were servant maids standing all the way there in order to receive Sudama coming home. Sudama's wife also, she is not looking anymore like the way she used to before. Dressed so well with jewelry and everything, and looks very opulent altogether. And as soon as Sudama arrived there, she paid her obeisances to him. And she says to him, "I didn't expect all these things. All I wanted was to live in this world without starving. Some food to eat. That's all I wanted," he said. So, thinking about this relationship, she didn't know anything what has happened, what Sudama knew about it or not. She knew that it was Krishna's mercy that has come in this way. And this thinking about this relationship between Sudama and Krishna, she was crying. She was crying. You see that verse 28? Pridaswayam tvaya yuktam. Pridaswayam tvaya yukta pravishto nijamandiram. Manistamba shatobedam mahendra bhavanam yada. Mahendra bhavanam yatha. So, from Dwaraka, Pridaswayam tvaya yukta. Then, from people have come from Dwaraka to complete the, from Dwaraka they had come to build this thing. Everything was done instantaneously for Krishna. And facilities for aeroplanes to land, and for horses to be stables, and for housing the elephants, all these things. They have all come from Dwaraka, and they have arranged everything so quick, and they were paying their respects to Sudama after all these things. And Sudama is looking, poor Sudama, imagine his situation after what has happened. And they were falling down and paying obeisances to Sudama. And they were thinking also, till yesterday, Sudama had nothing. Now everybody is paying obeisances to him. And they took him inside. No uddhavo nabhi manyunam. That Vishwakarma from the heavenly planets, he had come to build Sudama's palace, everything, facilities. And they were asking Sudama to sit on a very, very expensive in the sense, built with ivory and cushions, a fantastic seating arrangements, everything they had. They are asking Sudama to sit on that. Sudama is saying to them, "I don't need all these things. I'm not used to all these things," he says. In his natural way, he was saying to them. So, you know what they did? They didn't talk very much. They said to Sudama, "We have been ordered to tell you to sit there. If you don't sit there, we have been told to report it back to Dwaraka." This was the order, he said. "We have been asked to report it to Dwaraka," he said. And this instruction has not come from Krishna, it has come from Rukmini. After all this has been provided. And that is to sit, and the reception and everything was, Sudama is not used to all these things. Remember when he went to Dwaraka, what was the condition of the house? And now when he comes back, this is the situation. And added to that, prasadam that has been arranged for Sudama. Sudama never has seen all these things before. And so many special preparations from Dwaraka had come. And Sudama is not even used to having good water to drink. And when all these special drinks and everything was given, Sudama was curious to find out what is all this, whether he can accommodate all that in his starving stomach. So when they noticed that Sudama is not taking anything, any drinks or food, they threatened him. They told him that, "Are you going to take it or not? Otherwise we have to report it straight away to Rukmini. We have been told," he said, like that. Now Sudama is in trouble because of this Krishna's hospitality. And didn't know what to do and how to deal with that. Because of Krishna's mercy, Sudama got into trouble. That is why you will see there in the 38th verse, Ittham vivasido buddhya bhakto diva janardane vishayanjayaya tyakshan bubuje natilam padaha. Bubuje natilam padaha. That Then Sudama was preparing himself to leave this life in this world and go to the forest. That's what he was preparing for. And in the middle all these things comes. And so, but then an important thing he mentions there. This is Sudama's that special realization from this. That this is not wealth that has been acquired by exploiting others. This is not a wealth that's been acquired by exploiting others or cheating others or even ordinary wealth, very difficult to say that the wealth acquired in this world is pure, isn't it? Even if you are working and earning, well, it has got its bad side also. You can imagine in the modern world particularly, isn't it? That lot of the wealth what people acquire in this world, from the spiritual side, it is not pure. It has got its own problems. Because you don't know how the wealth has been created. Wealth has been created through bad, wrong means, isn't it? Industry, banking. In every sector when you look, you can see there is a lot of cheating, exploitation going on behind that. In other words, this wealth was not created like that. What is this? It is Krishna's prasadam it is. Krishna's prasadam Krishna has given. So therefore, his wife, the house, wife, children, everything, prasadam, Sudama took it as Krishna's prasadam. Why that has to be given up? This is the point. That tasya vai deva devasya harir yajna vade prabho brahmana prabhavo devam natebhyo vidyade param natebhyo vidyade param. That this is a devotee sannyasam. Devotee sannyasam is like that. That everything able to see as Krishna's prasadam and able to accept it. Not through exploitation or cheating or anything, but simply as Krishna's prasadam, in that way not attached to it, as though it is Krishna's property, Krishna's wealth, in that way, till total detachment comes from everything, and as a prasadarupam, accept it. And in that way, Sudama has lived his life, rest of the life. And he goes back to the spiritual world later. And Sudama was able to see, when he was in great poverty, and when we heard they were going through the most difficult time in life, with food and with accommodation, shelter, everything, Sudama's mind was not disturbed. And similarly, when all these opulences came in life, Sudama's mind was not disturbed. What you see in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam talks about sthita prajna. That sthita prajnatvam in Sudama was perfect. To either because knowing very well that these creation itself, that when one is situated in the platform of the spirit soul, when one is established there, then anything that he encounters in this world, in the form of wealth, family members, or society, or whatever it is, the whole pravanjam or creation itself is, from his viewpoint, it has nothing to do with the self. He is situated in the platform of the self to that extent. That is why, in the beginning itself, Shukha Brahmarshi mentioned about Sudama, who Sudama is. And that you should never forget while you're reading this. Brahmano Brahmavitamam, isn't it? Brahmano Brahmavitamam. Virakta, these are the qualifications of Sudama first, that you have to notice. That Krishnasya Sil Sakha Kaschil, Brahmano Brahmavitamam, Virakta Indriyatesho Prashandalma Jidendriya. That under no circumstances, no matter what happens in life, Sudama was not affected by that, to that extent separated from the body. Only if you have attachment to the body, you will get attached to the car you are driving, is it not? Or to the house you are living, if you are attached to the body. If you are not attached to your own body, what attraction will you have for the car and the house? You need attachment, otherwise you can't create all these things, is it not? That's why we work whole life to get a house or buy an expensive car. All these things, why? Because of attachment to the body. So a person who has separated himself from the body inside, for him, house is not an attraction, car is not an attraction, family is not an attraction. In that state, because everything has come to him, he is accepting it as, Krishna wants me to have it, I will have it, but not attached to it. That is that state. This is why Krishna is saying there in householder life, griheshu atithivad vasan. Material opulence may come, may not come, but in all these circumstances, to remain above that, to go beyond them, this griheshu atithivad vasan. That like a guest, you don't have to think too much about it. It comes or goes. It may come or go. That is prarabdham, that it is. That is not something that you have to be so concerned about it. That is the message through Sudama's, this particular Sudama Vakyanam, what in the Bhagavadam. So, knowing this, these two chapters require a lot more time to go through verse by verse and to look at it, which you may do some other time, but it is an important incident in the Bhagavadam. At the very end of the 10th canto, this particular pastime has been spoken. And with that, you can see that Kujala Vakyanam finishes there. And then we will read the next two chapters, and we may have a few more minutes. And then we can discuss that tomorrow. Dashadhiramodhyaya, chapter 82. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya shri shukavajam adhekadadvaravatyam sadoramakrishnayo suryobaragasumahanasil kalpakshaya yatha tam yatuaminajarajan purastadeva sarvada samandapanjagam kshetram yishrayo vithilseyam Nukshatriya mahim kurvan ramashastra pradam vena nirvanam madhirauhena yatra chakre mahahridan ije cha bhagavan ramo yatra sprishtobhikarmana logasya grahyannisho yathanyo ghanupattaye mahatyam tirtayathayam tatragan bharati praja krishnayascha dadakrura vasudeva ahugadaya yayur bharadar kshetram samakham kshavaishnava gada pradyumna sambadhyam sujandra shukasaranai aste aniruddho rakshayam kritavarma jayudhapa Tere ther devadishnyar bhair, hayesha, arhayesha terla plavai, gazer nadad bira bra bhair, birad bra bhair, nurbribir vidyadra dubi, verojanda mahadeja, padhikanjana malinam, divyas ragvastra sannaha, kalatrai kejaramiva, tatrasna tua mahavaga, uboshasa samahida, brahmani beodadurdhainur, vasasra grukma malini, ramahradesha vidival, punera plutya vrishnaya, Dadusvanam dijagrebhya, Krishna no bhakti rastudi, Swayamja dadunatnyada, Vrishnaya Krishna devada, Bukto bhavibishukam, Snigdaya changri bangrisho, Tatragadam stedadrisho, Suhral sambandino nirpan, Malsyo mishi naragausalya, Vidarbaguri saranjayan, Kamboja gaigayan madran, Kundi anartha keralan, Anyam shayval mavatriyan, Paramsha shadasho nirva, Nandadin sukhrudogoban, Gobish cholkandidas chiram, Anyone sandarshana harsharam hasa, Prothulahrad Vakra Saru Hashriya, Ashlesha Gadam Naina Sravajala, Krishatva Joru Dagiro, Yayur Mudam, Stres Chasam Mishamidodis Okhudam, Smidabala Banga the Shobire Pide, Stanistan Kunguma Pangarushidan, Hartia Dobir Panaya Shulochena, Tado Pivati Devadan, Evistaya Pivadida, Swagadam Gushalo Prishtua, Chakru Krishna Kathamita, Prada Pradrun Sasarvicha, Talputran Pitravavi, Bradrubat Nirmugundam Jaja, Ho Sankataya Shucha, Idea Kakundiruaja, Idea Brother Hamini, Alpana Magadashisham, Yduama Balsam Dwartam, Nanusmaran Satama, Sukhudotnya de Putra, Brother Pidravavi, Nanusmaran Desidanam, Yasadeva Madakshinam, Vasudeva Uaja, Ambamas Manasuyeda, Deva Kriyanagandar, and Isha Sihiva Sheloka, Kurude Kaya Dietava, Kamsa Pradavida Sarve, Vayam Yata Disham Disham, Eder Heva Banastanam, Devi Nasa Didasrasa, Shri Shukavaja, വസുദേവോഗ്രസൈന്യാദീരുഭിസ്തേപ്ചിതാനുപാസന്നച്യുതസന്ദർശം പരമാനന്ദ നിർവൃതാം ഭീഷ്മോ ദ്രോണോ അംബികാപുത്രോ ഗാന്ധാരീ സസുതോ തഥാ സദാരാ പാണ്ഡവ കുന്തി സൃഞ്ജയോ വിധിരകൃപ കുന്തി ഭോജോ വിരാടശ്ച ഭീഷ്മകോ നഗ്നജിന്മഹാൻ പുരുജിൽ ദ്രുപദ ശല്യോ ദുഷ്ടകേതു സകാശിരാൻ ധമഘോഷോ വിശാലാക്ഷോ മൈഥിലോ മദ്രകേകയോ യുധാമന്യു സശർമ സസുതാ ബാൽഹികാദയ രാജാനോ യേച രാജേന്ദ്ര യുധിഷ്ഠിരമനുവ്രത ശ്രീനികേതം വപുഷൗരേ സസ്ത്രീകം വീക്ഷവിസ്മിത അഥ തേ രാമകൃഷ്ണാഭ്യം സമ്യക് പ്രാപ്ത സമർഹണ പ്രശശം സുർമുദായുക്ത വൃഷ്ണീം കൃഷ്ണപരിഗ്രഹാൻ അഹോ ഭോജപദേ യൂയം ജന്മഭാജോ നൃണാമിഹ യൽപശദാസകൃഷ്ണം ദുർദർശമപി യോഗിനം യോഗിനാം യദ്വിശ്വരേശ്വരി ശ്രുതിനുദേതമലം പുനാദി പാദാവനേ ജനപയശ്ച വചശ്ച ശാസ്ത്രം ഭൂകാലഭർജിത ഭഗാവി യഥങ്ക്രി പത്മം സ്പർശോർത്ഥശക്തിരപി വർഷതി നോഖിലാർത്ഥാൻ തദ്ദർശന സ്പർശനാനുപത പ്രജൽപം ശയ്യാസനാശനസയോനസപിണ്ഡബന്ധ യേഷാം ഗൃഹേ നിരയവർപ്പനി വർത്തതാം വാ സ്വർഗാപവർഗവിരമസ്വയമാസ വിഷ്ണു ശ്രീശുകോവാചാം യന്തസ്തയുൻപ്രാപ്താൻ ജ്ഞാത്വാ കൃഷ്ണപുരോഗവാൻ തത്രാഗമദ്ദോഗോപേ അനസ്താദേദിദൃക്ഷയാം തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ വൃഷ്ണയോ ഹൃഷ്ട്വാ സ്തനപ്രാണമിവോത്ഥിത പരിഷസ്വചിരേഘാടം ചിരദർശനകാതര വസുദേവ പരിഷ്വജ്യ സംപ്രീത പ്രേമവിഖുല സ്മരൻ സംസ്കൃതാൻക്ലേശൻ പുത്രന്യാസം ച ഗോകുലേ കൃഷ്ണരാമോ പരിഷ്വജ്യ പിതരാഭിവാദ്യ ച സകിഞ്ചനോചതു പ്രേംണ സാശ്രുകണ്ഠോ കുരുദ്വഹ താവാത്മാസനമാരോപ്യ ബാഹുഭ്യം പരിരഭ്യ ച യശോദാ ച മഹാഭാഗ സുതോ വിജഹദുഷു ച രോഹിണീ ദേവകീ ചാദ പരിഷ്വജ്യ വ്രജേശ്വരീം സ്മരന്ത്യോ തൽക്കൃതാം മൈത്രീം ബാഷ്പകണ്ഠ്യോ സമൂചതു കാ വിസ്മരേത വാം മൈത്രി അനിവൃത്താം വ്രജേശ്വരി അവ്യാപ്യാപ്യൈന്ദ്രമൈശ്വര്യം യസ്യാനേഹ പ്രതിക്രിയ ഏകാവദൃഷ്ടപിതരോ യുവയോസ്മപിത്രോ സംപ്രീണനാഭ്യുദയ പോഷണ പാലനാനി പ്രാപ്യോഷദുർഭവതി പഷ്മഹയദ്വദിഷ്ണു തസ്യാവകുത്രജഭയോ ന സദാം പരസ്വ ശ്രീശുകവാച ഗോപ്യശ്ച കൃഷ്ണ ഉപലഭ്യമിരാത ഭീഷ്മം വീഷ്ടം യത് പ്രേക്ഷണേ ദൃശിഷു പഷ്മകൃതം ശപന്തി ദൃഗ്ഭിരഹൃദീകൃതമലം പരിരഭ്യ സർവാംസ്തദ്ഭാവമാപരവി നിത്യയുജാം ദുരാപം ഭഗവാം സ്താം സദാഭൂത വ്യുക്തമുപസംഗത ആശ്ലിഷാനാമയം പൃഷ്ട്വാ പ്രഹസന്നിതമബ്രവീത് അവിസ്മരണസഖ്യു സ്ഥാനോമർത്ത ചികീർഷയ ഗതാം ശിരാ ഇതാൻ ശത്രു പക്ഷക്ഷമണചേതസ അപ്യവധ്യായതാസ്മാൻ സ്ഥിതകൃത്ഞാവിശങ്കയ നൂനം ഭൂതാനി ഭഗവാൻ യുനക്തി വിയുനക്തി ച വായുര്യഥാഘനാനീകം തൃണം തൂലം രജാംസി ച സംയോജ്യാക്ഷിപദേ ഭൂയസ്തദാ ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതകൃത് മയി ഭക്തർഹി ഭൂതാനാം അമൃതത്വായ കൽപ്പതേ ദീക്ഷയായ ദാസീന്മത്സ്നേഹോ ഭവതീനാം മദാപന അഹം ഹി സർവഭൂതാനാം ആദിരന്തോന്തരം ബഹി ഭൗതികാനാം യഥാഹം വാ ഭൂയുജ്യോതിരംഗനാം ഏവം യദാനി ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതേഷാത്മാത്മനാ തഥാ ഉഭയം മയ്യത പരേ പശ്യതാഭാതമക്ഷരേ ശ്രീശുകോവാച അധ്യാത്മശിക്ഷയാ ഗോപ്യ ഏവം കൃഷ്ണേന ശിക്ഷിത തദനുസ്മരണദ്വസ്ത ജീവകോശാസ്തമധ്യകൻ ആഹുശ്ചതേ നളിനനാഭപദാരവിന്ദം യോഗീശ്വരേ ഹൃദി വിചിന്തി മഹാധമോദയ സംസാരകൂപപതിതോത്തരണാവലംബം ഗേഹം ജുഷാമവിമനസ്തുതിയാൽ സദാനാ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യ സംവിധായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ വൃഷ്ണിഗോപസംഗമോ നാമ ദ്വിശീതി നമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ത്രിശീതി നമോധ്യായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ശ്രീശുകുവാച തദാനുഗൃഹ്യ ഭഗവാൻ ഗോപീനാം സുഗുരുർഗതി ദുഷ്ടമദാപ്രചല സർവാംശ സുഹൃതോഗേയം ത ഏവം ലോകനാഥേന പരിപൃഷ്ടാ സുസൽകൃത പൃഥ്വിജോഹൃഷ്ടമനസ തൽപാദേക്ഷാഹദാം ഹസാം കതോ കുതോ ശിവം ചരണാംബുജാസവം മഹാന്മനസ്തോ മുഖനിസൃതം കൊജിൽ പിബന്തിയേ കർണപുടൈരലം പ്രഭോ ദേഹം വൃതാം ദേഹകൃതസ്ഥിതേ സ്മൃതിച്ഛിതം നിത്വാത്മധാമം വികൃതാത്മകൃതത്രയവസ്ഥ ആനന്ദ സംഭ്ലോമകുണ്ഠമഖ അഖണ്ഡമകുണ്ഠബോധം കാലോമസൃഷ്ട നിഗമാവനമാത്രയോഗമായ കൃതിം പരമഹംസഗതിം നദാസ്മാ കൃഷിരുവാചാം ഇത്യുത്തമ ശ്ലോകശിഖാമണിം ജനെ അഭിഷ്ടു വത്സന്തക കൗരവ സ്ത്രീയ സമേത ഗോവിന്ദ കഥാമിഥോഗ്രണം സ്ത്രീലോകഗീത ശൃണു വർണ്ണയാമി തേ ദ്രൗപദി ഉവാച ഹേ വൈദർഭ്യച്യുതോഭദ്രേ ഹേ ജാംബവതി കൗസലേ ഹേ സത്യഭാമേ കാളിന്ദി ശൈബ്യേ രോഹിണി ലക്ഷ്മണേ ഹേ കൃഷ്ണപത്നയേ തന്നോ ഭൂതവോ ഭഗവാൻ സ്വയം ഉപയേമേ യഥാലോകം അനുകുറുവൻ സ്വമായേയ രുക്മിണി ഉവാച ചൈദ്യായമാർപ്പയിതും ഉദ്യത കാർമുകേഷു രാജസ്വയേ സ്വജേയ സ്വജയപടശേഖരിതാംഗ്രിരേണു നിന്നീ മൃഗേന്ദ്രം വിഭാഗമജാവിയുധാൽ തച്ഛ്രീനികേതചരണോസ്തു മമാർച്ചനായ സത്യഭാമവാച യോമേസനാഭിവദ തപ്തഹൃദാതതേന ലിപ്താഭിഷാമം പമാർഷ്ണു വാചഹാര ജിത്വക്ഷരാജമത രത്നമദാൻ സതേന ബീദപ്പിതാദി ശതമാം പ്രഭവേ ബിദത്താം ജാംഭവതി ഉവാച പ്രാജ്ഞായ ദേഹകൃതമം നിജനാഥദേവം സീതാപതിം തൃണവഹൻ യമുനാഭിയുദ്ധ്യൽ ജ്ഞാത്വാപരീക്ഷിത ഉപാഹാരദർഹണം മാം പാദോ പ്രഗൃഹ്യ മണിനാഹമുഷ്യദാസ്യ ദാസി കാളിന്യുവാച തപശ്ചരന്തി വാജ്ഞായ സ്വപാദസ്പർശനാശയ സഖ്യോപേത്യ അഗ്രഹീൽ പാണിം യോഹം തൽഗൃഹമാർജനി മിത്രവിന്ദുവാച യോ മാം സ്വയംവര ഉപേത്തി വിജിത്യ ഭൂമാൻ ഇന്യേഷയൂഥകം ഇവാത്മബലിം ദ്വിപാരി ഭ്രാത്രം ശമേപ ഗുരുത സുപരം ശ്രിയോഗ തസ്യാസ്തു മേനുഭവ അംഘ്യവനേ ജനത്വം സത്യവാച സപ്തോക്ഷണോതി ബലവീര്യ സുതീഷ്ണ ശൃംഗാൻ പിത്രാകൃതാൻ ക്ഷിതിവ വീര്യ പരീക്ഷണായ താൻ വീര്യ ദുർമദഹനസ്തരസാ നിഗൃഹ്യ ക്രീഡൻബന്ധ യഥാ ശിശവോചതോകാൻ യ ഇത്തം വീരശുൽക്കം മാം ദാസീഭി ചതുരംഗിനീം പതി നിർജിത്യ രാജൻ ഞാൻ നിന്നേ തദ്ദാസ്യമസ്തുമേ ഭദ്രോവാച പിതാമേ മാതുലേയായ സ്വയമാഹൂയ ദത്തവാൻ കൃഷ്ണേ കൃഷ്ണായ ചിത്താമക്ഷോഹിണ്യം സഖീജനൈ അസ്യ മേ പാദസംസ്പർശേ ഭവേ ജന്മനി ജന്മനി കർമ്മവിഭ്രാമ്യമാണായാം യേന തശ്രേയമാത്മന ലക്ഷ്മണോവാച മമാഭിരാജ്ഞ അച്യുത ജന്മകർമ്മം ശ്രുത്വാ മുഹൂർനാരദഗീതമാസഹ ചിത്തം മുകുന്ദേ കില പത്മഹസ്തയാവൃതസ്വസംസ്പർശ്യ വിഹായ ലോകവാൻ ജ്ഞാത്വാ മമോദം സാധി പിതാ ദുഹിതൃവത്സല ബൃഹൽസേനമിതിഖ്യാത സത്രോപായമചീകരൽ യഥാ സ്വയം വരേ രാജ്ഞി മത്സ്യപാർത്ഥേപ്സയാകൃത അയം ദുഹിരാച്ഛന്നോ ദൃശ്യതേ സജലേ പരം ശുത്വൈതൽ സർവതോ ഭൂപ ആയുർമത്പിതു പുരം സർവാസ്ത്രശാസ്ത്ര തത്വജ്ഞ സോഭാധ്യായ സഹസ്രശാം പിത്രാ സംഭൂജിത സർവേ യഥാ വീര്യം യഥാവയ ആദതു സശരം ചാപം വേദം വർഷതി മധ്യ ആദായ വിസജൻ കേജിൽ സജ്യം കർത്തുമനീശ്വര ആ കോടിജ്യാം സമുൽകൃഷ്യ പേതുരേകേ മുനോഹദാം സജ്യം കൃത്വാ വരേ വീര മാഘതം ഭഷ്ടജേതി വാ ഭീമോ ദുര്യോധനം കർണോ നാവിന്ദം സദവസ്ഥിതി മത്സ്യാഭാസം ജലേ വീക്ഷ ജ്ഞാത്വാ ജതവസ്ഥിതിം പാർത്ഥോ യത്തോസ് ജൽബാണം അച്ഛിനന്ദസ്പൃശേ പരം രാജന്യേഷു നിവൃത്തേഷു ഭഗ്നമാനേഷു മാനേഷു ഭഗവാൻ തനുരാധായ സജ്യം കൃത്വാ ദലീലയ തസ്മിൻ സന്തായ വിഷയം മത്സ്യം വീക്ഷ സഗ്രജലേ ചിത്യേഷു ചിത്യേഷു ഋണാപാദയത്തം സൂര്യേ ചാഭിചിതിസ്ഥിരെ ദിവി ദുന്ദുവയോനേ ദുർജയ ശബ്ദയുധാ ഭുവി ദേവാശു കുസുമാസാരൻ മൂജോ ഹർഷവിഹ്വല തന്ദ്രഗമാവിഷമഹം കളനൂപുരാഭ്യം പദ്ഭ്യാം പ്രഗൃഹ്യകനയോജ്വലരത്നമാലം നൂത്നേ നിവീയ ഭരിതായ ച കൗശികാഗ്രേ സവ്രീരഹാസവദനോ കബരീ ധൃതസ്ര ഉന്നീയ വക്തമുരുകുന്തലകുണ്ടലത്വേൻ ഗണ്ഡസ്ഥലം ശിശിരഹാസകടാക്ഷമോക്ഷൈ രാജ്ഞോ നിരീക്ഷമരിത ശനകേർമുരാരേ അംസേര അനുരക്തഹൃദയ നിധദേ സ്വമാലാം താവൻ മൃദംഗപട ശംഖവേര്യാനഗാതയാ നിന്നേ ദുർനടനർത്തക്യോ നനുദുഗായക ജഗവും ഏവം മൃദേ ഭഗവതീ മഹേശേ നൃപയൂതവ സഹിരേയജ്ഞയാജ്ഞസേനി സ്പർദ്ദന്തോ ഹൃചയാതുരാം മാം താവദ്രതമാരോപ്യ ഹൈരത്നചതുഷ്ടയം ശാർഗമുദ്യപ്യ സന്നദ്ധസ്തസ്താവാചോ ചതുർഭുജാം ദാരികശ്ചോദയാമാസ കാഞ്ചനോപസ്കരം രഥം വിശദാംഭൂഭുജാം രാജ്ഞി മൃഗാണാം മൃഗരാടിവ തേന്നു സജ്ജന്തരാജന്യ നിഷേധുംപതി കേചന സംയത്താമുദ്രദേഷ്വാസ ഗ്രാമസിംഹായഥാഹരിം തേ ശാർഗച്യുതമാണോ കൃത്തവാഹംഗ്രി ഗന്ധര നിവേദു പഥനേ കേജിലേകേ സന്ധ്യദ്രുവു തദപുരിം യതുപതി അച്ചലംകൃതാം രവിച്ഛദ്വജ പടചിത്രതോരണം കുശസ്ഥലീം ദിവി ഭുവിജാഭി സംസ്തുതാം സമാവിശത്തരണി യുവസ്വകേതനം പിതാമേ പൂജയാമാസ സുഹൃത്സംബന്ധി ബാന്ധവാൻ മഹാർഹവാസോലങ്കാരേ ശയ്യാസന പരിച്ഛതൈ ദാസിബി സർവസമ്പദ്ദുർബടേ രഥവാജിബി ആയുധാനി മഹാർഹാനി ദദൗ പൂർണസ്യ ഭക്തിദ ആത്മാരാമസ്യ തസ്യമാവയം വൈ ഗൃഹദാസിയ സർവസംഗ നിവൃത്യാധാ തപസാജ ബഭോ വിമാമഹിഷോജു ഭൗമം നിഹത്യ സകണം ഇതി തേന രുദ്ധ ജ്ഞാത്വാദനക്ഷിതി ജയേ ജിതരാജകന്യ നിർമുച്യ സംസ്കൃതി വിമോക്ഷമനുസ്മരന്തി പാദാംബുജം പരിണിനായ പരിണിനായ യ ആപ്തകാമ നയം സ്വാദ്യ സാമ്രാജ്യം സ്വരാജ്യം ഭൗജ്യമപ്യത പൈരാജ്യം പാരമേഷ്ടം ച ആനന്ദ്യം വാഹരേ പദം ക്വാമയാമഹമേതസ്യ ശ്രീമൽപാദരജ ശ്രീയ കുജ കുങ്കുമഗന്ധാഢ്യം മൂർധ്ന വോടും ഗതാഭൃത പ്രജസ്ത്രയോ യദ്വാച്ഛന്തി പുളിന്ദ്യസ്തൃണവീരുധ ഗാവശ്ചാരയതോ ഗോപ പാദസ്പർശം മഹാത്മന ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം സംസ്കന്ദേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ ത്രശീതി നമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ I think it's quarter to 11. We'll stop here today. We'll continue tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.